Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know I say it all the time, but it's just crazy. I thought time was accelerated last year, that months became like days, years became like weeks. But it seems like 2007 was just here 5 minutes ago, and here we are with only two-thirds of a month or about 20 days left in 2008. 2008 has a very long beard and was a baby. Just minutes ago, it seems, mentally, on the mental clock, and has now grown a very long beard. And will be making the jump into the great unknown, into hyperspace, coming up here in just a few weeks. We got Jeff Gerhardt, the Ecology Center, that tests toys and monitors other governments and institutions testing toys. One in three toys is highly toxic, particularly baby toys, very, very toxic. Now, maybe you like your child not developing. Maybe you like their hair falling out. Maybe you like them dying of leukemia. Maybe then drink more fluoride, take more mercury shots, and give them Chinese slave toys. I mean, in the past, there was an attempt to even test and stop this. Now it's just, so what? We're doing it. That's the end of it. And they just list all the poisons now as good for you. Lead's all right. Mercury's all right. Melamine's all right. The GMO killed all the rats or sterilized them. It's killing the bees. You know. What are you going to do, you know? We're the bankers. We're stealing trillions a week. It's all fiat. We don't care. We're partying. Yeah, we're nihilist. So, that's coming up. And I had Mike Adams on for about 30 minutes last week. I wanted to have him on for a couple hours this week to really roll through the Health Ranger, really roll through all the government studies and information that are coming out where, again, it's admitted that there is just a going to seed of GMO corruption and toxins and poisons in the food. Piracy's up 500%+. Every form of corruption is just exploding. Society is going to hell in a handbasket. They have a big study they've done for decades, where they question, 30-something thousand teens. Every year they do a survey. Exponentially, the majority are criminal, the majority shoplift, the majority cheat on tests. They say it is, you know, they ask them why, and they say, well, we're a society of corruption. We're a society of evil, so we are evil. And then societies collapse. The public doesn't have skills, on average, in carpentry, in mechanics, in machinery, in machining. They have no morals. They can't even find their own country on a map. They just know how to steal and backstab and lie. And they make up the police. They make up the military. They make up the government. Everything is imploding. I just want to give you that little news flash here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, still about half the public are moral and half decent. But most of them are delusional and don't realize how much danger we're in. Now, they're starting to wake up. That's why the criminal group in control over both parties, and they put it out in Pentagon reports and admit that they are now moving to block the good people. So when Krauthammer goes on Fox News and says we need indefinite detention of anybody, U.S. citizens, you name it. Now, they already really have that in the Enemy Commissions Act, Military Commissions Act. But, see, they need to now roll it out for the white al-Qaeda, anyone that doesn't take forced inoculations, hand their property over. Basically, anybody that doesn't just let Krauthammer sit on you with his huge nest of roach eggs under him as his demonic rape gangs of criminal New World Order minions are turned loose on us. I mean, if you don't let the big roaches sit on top of you and let their babies eat you, you're bad. You're a terrorist. We'll be right back.
'Tis the season to be healthy, Will the law be enforced by the UN to enslave the herbalists to come under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Will the public lose their freedom to obtain natural herbs for health and healing? Will this nation bow to such a concept? Choose life. Life Change Tea. Lose weight, detox from chemicals, and enhance your energy. And to give you an extra boost, buy a 4-week supply of Super Tea and get 2 more weeks for free. That's a 6-week supply for the price of a 4-week supply. It's our holiday special, and it's for a limited time. Order now online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I covered Fox News with their continual drumbeat that now the Democrats are in, they've got to get tough on terrorists and arrest U.S. citizens, anybody else they want, to literally disappear into black torture holes, black sites, ghost sites around the world. Just the 180 degree anti-liberty, anti-freedom position, the end of the Great Writ, the end of all basic liberties and freedoms, they are moving forward with it. Also, the New York Times is reporting what we reported on yesterday and what Bloomberg reported on yesterday. The Federal Reserve is now taking complete public control of the Treasury. Now, remember, I read the sections on air of the banker takeover bill 7.5 weeks ago, $8.5 trillion stolen as of last week. We haven't gotten any new numbers in over a week since last Wednesday. Bloomberg and the San Francisco Chronicle both reported $8.5 trillion stolen by offshore foreign banks. This is irrevocable. This has already completely blown the ship to pieces and torpedoed it. The boat, the ship of state, the nation is already on the bottom. Let's be clear about that. She can be raised and repaired, but only if we admit how deep the attack is. The things that are happening are so huge, so diabolical, so incredibly fast-moving, open world government being declared of and by the bankers. The Federal Reserve in the New York Times is openly saying they are going to start issuing Federal Reserve T-bills. So instead of U.S. bonds and U.S. Securities being put out and sold in the open market, you now have to pay a premium just to get those. You don't get any interest now. You pay as people run there thinking it's safe. Open discussions of the Treasury defaulting on world debt. But people will pay premiums to buy something they're talking about defaulting on. The Federal Reserve is saying, well, we'll just take over and we'll issue it. So, see, they have fully capitalized with $8.5 trillion into the private foreign Federal Reserve. It is foreign. It is private. That's on record when it was set up. It's mainly British, mainly Rothschild. So they're setting that up. There's some other families, the Castles and others involved. They are openly saying that, and they're doing this in Iceland. They're doing this in England. They're doing this in Germany. They're doing this in Australia. They're getting ready to do this in Canada. Everywhere. Everywhere we are looking at the bankers run their operations, everywhere we are witnessing the New World Order take over. And the public is not aware of how banking works. They're not aware of the International Banking Crime Syndicate. They're not aware that the Federal Reserve is private, though more and more are waking up to that. And how do you fight something that that's the public was never educated about? Well, you try to educate them. But it's like a crash course in brain surgery here. So I want to get into Krauthammer and others on Fox openly pushing just unbelievable evil, ultra wickedness. And then meanwhile, on top of all of that, with what's happening with the Federal Reserve, Obama is saying that climate change is a matter of national security. President-elect Barack Obama said attacking global climate change is a matter of urgency and a national security. So what's the issue there? Under national security, in a national security state, everything is national security, so they can bypass the states, bypass the Congress. That's why Bloomberg is reporting that on the banking end, that we're under war powers, under martial law, just as Congress 7 weeks ago was threatened with martial law if they wouldn't pass the banker takeover bill. So it doesn't matter whether it's global warming and the carbon taxes and the cap and trade taxes. It doesn't matter if it is the financial end with the banks. It doesn't matter if it's terrorism. It doesn't matter what issue it is. It's under national security so that martial law is triggered. And what is martial law? It is the president and his executives. So we'll be getting into that. Also, protests that started in Greece, taking over the major cities and taking over government buildings and the airport, has now spread to Europe. That's the London Telegraph. Europe proper, to the continent itself. Also, Ohio sheriff orders deputies not to evict. Get to that. First, I wanted to briefly get into this, and later I'm going to do a whole segment on it. The story from 3 days ago, and now for a world government. And this story was done by Gideon Raikman, who is the chief foreign international affairs correspondent over at the Financial Times of London. And he did a news story today on his blog on the Financial Times, making fun of everybody, and he says at the end, well, he says, you don't know how to understand what I'm saying. You know how to read, but you don't know how to understand, like we're all a bunch of idiots. And at the end, he goes on to say, basically, you're conspiracy theorist. It's a conspiracy. There's basically no new world order. There's no world government. So he's engaging in doublethink. He's saying we've always been at war with East Asia, like 1984. And then he says, but we've never been at war with East Asia. And while Winston's being tortured by O'Brien in 1984, he says, you know, how many fingers am I holding up? He says, two. Wrong. He pulls him on the rack, and while he's stretching him on the rack, he's also electrocuting him. And he says, and now how many fingers? And he goes, four. And he tortures him again. He goes, look, just tell me how many fingers to see. And he said, no. I want you to see all the fingers, all the numbers, simultaneously. I want you to see one finger. I want you to see two. I want you to see three. I want you to see four. And he goes, oh. And then suddenly he just sees a blur of fingers. And he goes, that's right. Now you're there. Now you're understanding. And that's the key to doublethink and Crime Stop, is that they openly announce every day in hundreds of papers now, Just world government. We're the bankers. We're going to save you. We're going to fix it all. We're going to have world carbon taxes. We're going to regulate you. It's going to be tyrannical. It's not going to be democratic. He says that in his article. He says, yes, we're setting up world government. Yes, we tried to soothe you. Yes, we're basically deceptive for your own good. I'm sorry. Democracy, liberty, freedom won't work. For your own good, the elite have to do this to save the environment and to fix the banking and to stop terrorism, all of which the globalists are staging. The global warming's fake. To bring in a global tax, they admit that in their own documents. Club of Rome, 1991, Richard Inhofe, just one of many. We've linked to that on their own website, former head of the CFR. We know the terrorism is provocateur and staged 95% of the time. There is some low-intensity, real asymmetrical stuff that's really warfare, but it's called terrorism, that is real. It's a tool to take people's liberties, to scare them into submission, as you know. And then, of course, on record, even the Financial Times of London, his own paper has admitted that the big central banks have engineered this and are consolidating, and this is great. And the head of Goldman Sachs a few months ago told the New York Times, I guess it was about a month ago, he said, hey, we're doing great. We're keeping the money, buying good banks and buying good insurance companies and giving ourselves bonuses. Everything's wonderful. But see, like Winston being tortured on that rack, Now, obviously, he's not really double-thinking. He is arrogantly insulting you at the most basic level, saying, I just told you it's world government, it's tyrannical, but you can't understand what I'm writing. And then he bemoans that the newspapers are all going under. I mean, even the New York Times is on the verge of going under. And he says, well, so what? I'll just write a book exposing the whole made-up conspiracy theory about world government. But he's admitting it's a world government. He's admitting they were deceptive about it. He said, see, I mean, they have trained us. The public is mentally ill because they've grown up around these people. They've been taught by these people. And that's what we're dealing with. So our regular producer is out right now. And so we've got Aaron producing the last few days. And Aaron Dykes, jack of all trades here at the office, our Renaissance man, he called up the author, Gideon Raikman, this morning. Was very polite. And, Aaron, I want you to tell folks what he said.
Yeah, basically, he was not an adult. I sent him a polite email asking him to come on to discuss his article for World Government. And he said, no, this has, quote, gone far enough. I don't have to discuss it. I'm not going to discuss it. He knew who the show was. He didn't want to talk about it. And that's basically it. He refused to talk about it and hung up on me. He got very, very snippy.
This has gone far enough.
Yeah, I'm not getting to
Knave.
Use an English accent.
So specifically, what was said?
Well, specifically, the Financial Times is a Bilderberg-run paper. It's on record. Rockefeller wants deception, and he said, you know, basically, Raikman wrote about world government being anti-democratic.
Yeah, let's explain. The owners of it, the editors, I mean, they are one of the only papers allowed to attend. But here he is, basically, again, at the end of the article, saying Bilderberg doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Again, it's disdain. It's, look, I know the public's stupid. I'm going to get away with it. But you're not getting away with it, you dinosaur. The newspapers are all in mega crisis, imploding, because no one wants to read your trash anymore. And by the way, punk, we don't need to go to you to admit there's world government. We have foreign affairs. We have all the documents. We have the RAND Corporation. We have the New York Times in 36 pushing the 10 FEMA regions decades before it was set up, saying world government back before they thought there was resistance. They advertised it as the new futuristic thing to do, regional governments, socialism by the elite, Fabian socialism. We have it all. Okay, we have so much evidence, it's mind-blowing. We have all your leaders openly saying world government. We have Walter Cronkite saying we need to set up world government. We have you all on tape doing it. David Rockefeller saying it. So we're just shocked that after all your years of denial working for these people, that you guys at the Financial Times of London would decide to go ahead and announce this. But we know you have to because now they are openly setting it up. It's already been set up. They're now unveiling the constructed technological monstrosity. And but then if we don't like it, they go, ah, we're activating doublethink. It doesn't exist. I mean, is that not an insult, Aaron?
It's very insulting. It's childish. I know David Rockefeller thanked them for keeping silence for so many years, along with all the other papers. They're just babies. They won't talk about what they wrote 3 days ago.
Well, then they have the nerve, and we're talking about this when we come back, to go, we're intellectuals, and you're just mindless idiots. You can't even fathom our mind.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 11, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $828.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $852.82, $426.41 for the half ounce, and $213.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $852.82, $426.41, and $213.21.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
By the way, today at 4 o'clock Central for an hour, I'm going to, just on PrisonPlanet.tv and the Infowars.com audio streams, we're going to be feeding the new live TV show out of the new studio. It's just a test. I'm probably going to go live out of there tomorrow for the whole show. So heads up for that. We'll be live at 4 o'clock today. We'll just cut into the refeed. Speaking of the devil, the streams, we were not on the first 8 minutes of the show. No one notified me that Genesis server was down. We discovered it ourselves. We take that audio feed from them and refeed it to our audio streams. But we will take that audio, that 8 minutes you missed, and plug it in to the show as it retransmits down the line today. And we are going to be streaming the entire show out of my own studio starting next week. So, and then we'll have Genesis as a backup. So the streams going down once a week here or there won't be happening. On a side issue, I get these emails every day accusing me of being some evil mastermind with other little radio networks on the internet, that we are shutting other people's streams down. How about the internet has problems? How about your website goes down? It's because you've got a bad service or a bad server or there's problems on the web, you jackasses, instead of blaming me for it. I don't know, man. I'm just really getting sick of everybody. I mean, I really am, man. I'm in here barely able to keep things running around here, and I'm not bitching about that. And then I look at the rest of the country. It's a bunch of knuckle-dragging idiots, including our own movement. I don't mean the listeners and the great yeomen, men and women out in the field and on the street and out there waking people up on the front lines of the info war. But that's what this country does now, is that people are delusional. It's just like the writer. It's the whole Western world, Gideon Raikman. It's more doublethink. They just make up whatever they want and then say, oh, I didn't say there was a world government, and you're idiots. When his article says we've got a world government, we need it to take over, and now for a world government, you can go read it. Now he's reversing, saying, no, I'm not really saying that. It is just unbelievable. And I keep saying that. My mind is spinning from all of this. My mind is spinning from what this world has turned into. But, Aaron, going back to this guy, I mean, I wonder why he wouldn't come on the air and defend his ideas. You know, that we're all basically don't know how to run our own affairs, and we have to get rid of democracy and freedom because, you know, the bankers know best.
Yeah, that's right. He basically signals the end of democracy as we know it, and then apparently has a little pouty time when someone writes an article, as Paul did, pointing out that he's called for world government in an anti-democratic fashion. And he didn't like people talking about
that.
It's
like, how dare you not want to have any freedom or control any of your destiny? That is outrageous. We know best because we talk like this. We're so smart. I mean, I'm so tired of these intellectuals. You know, there's two types of them in the elite. There are the delusionals that really believe in the whole system because they think they're part of it and it's a power trip. And then there are the cold-blooded sociopaths and psychopaths running it who know it's just all about power and nihilistic destruction.
Well, obviously, he enjoys cohorting with his globalists at the top secretly and just doesn't appreciate any speculation, discussion. I mean, that's all we were going to do here is discuss with
him. Well, the Bilderberg-controlled Financial Times of London. I mean, that's literally openly. It's filled with Bilderbergs like no other publication.
Martin Wolf.
Yeah. Tell folks about that.
Martin Wolf is the head editor. We've been to Bilderberg three years now, so I've been watching the list, and he's been all of those years. I think he's a longtime member.
But it doesn't exist. And no paper will report on it.
Oh, no paper will report on it.
And it doesn't exist, and we're crazy. That's in the article.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I'm tired of this. This is so insulting to all of us. But it works on the yuppies. The yuppies are social climbers, and they say, hey, if the establishment tells me something doesn't exist, I don't care if it does exist. I brown nose up the chain of command by being delusional. No, what you get is your 401k taken. I remember three, 4 years ago, I'd write articles. Paul would write articles, Steve. We all write articles warning people. You'd write articles saying they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to bankrupt things. Here's their documents. And they'd go comment on the dig comments and go, you're the ones that are going to cause this to happen. You need to be arrested. They wouldn't dare do that to us. And now they're taking your pension funds on purpose. And you still are licking their boots.
I don't know. It's just massive, the restructuring that our world's going through. I mean, the net is tightening in and we're losing all the foundation of democracy and Republican government we had, and you're not even supposed to talk about it. It's not even on paper when it was just published. It's ridiculous. The Financial Times.
Aaron, you don't understand. You're not seeing things clearly, Aaron.
Well, they wouldn't talk about it. They hung up on me. Gideon Raikman.
Maybe Gideon Raikman doesn't exist. Maybe we don't exist. It's whatever they say, Aaron. They control reality. Their history's accurate. They tell us what to think and believe.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We are back live. Let's go ahead and play this clip so we can analyze it from Fox News a few days ago, with Krauthammer and other neocons on Brett Hume's program. Let's go ahead and roll that.
The nice thing about the rotation of power in a democracy is now all of the critics who've been whining and complaining and worrying about human rights who've attacked Guantanamo now own the war and own the 250 miscreants inside of it, and they are obviously understanding the Obama people, what a terrible issue it is. There are a lot of people in here like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed who will likely be impossible to convict because of the evidence was obtained, and yet you obviously wouldn't ever have them walking the streets. We're going to have a law which is going to allow indefinite detention, and it's going to be Democrats who are going to have to actually craft it. I think that's poetic justice.
It was always a phony issue since they're treated better there than people are in prisons almost anywhere else in the world. Well, look, Guantanamo is going to be hard. You have to pass new laws. As Charles says, you have to pass a permanent detention law in the case of some of these guys. Well, look, Guantanamo is going to be hard. You have to pass new laws. As Charles says, you have to pass a permanent detention law in the case of some of these guys.
We kept hundreds of thousands of Japanese and Germans imprisoned in America in the Second World War. we have to do exactly the same and craft laws that will allow us to do that with these terrorists.
Hundreds of thousands. And if you read the Violent Radicalization Act making its way through Congress in the last 2 years, always being reintroduced, they list architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth as Al-Qaeda. They put it up on the big screen right next to Al-Qaeda training videos and say we have to basically arrest all these people. And that's what they're trying to set up. Hundreds of thousands of people, and that's Halliburton, KBR, have been building camps publicly all over the nation. It's all over the newspapers, Houston Chronicle, San Francisco Chronicle, Chicago Tribune. And then if you say, I don't want to be in a camp, they say, there's no camps, but we need camps, and we need to put hundreds of thousands of you in it, and we need to indefinitely, and by the way, secretly detain people. And then they use the word, oh, this is the democracy, the Democrats, now they own the war. And it's true, the Democrats, the majority voted for the war, they've been for it, and now they've done a bait and switch, they've got a new puppet in there with Barack Obama. And, of course, Guantanamo Bay and the two camps, there's the outer camp and the inner CIA laboratory, as it's called in the news, and they admittedly have done laboratory experiments in torture, in deprivation, in drugging. The news has reported they have prostitutes come in and rape them with blood. I'm not going to go any more detail. You can pull up the news articles. There's blood involved. This totally freaks out the men. They also torture them with drugs. They're on the facility. This has all been admitted. And then they have these congressmen always having press conferences going, look at this delicious plate of food they get. We're so nice, we feed them. You know, they're treated much better than people in American prisons. And they go on and on and on. They get grabbed. They get charged. Krauthammer says, there's no evidence. And Kurt Nemo yesterday wrote a great article about this where he listed all of the government's own admissions where they would have the Taliban literally go out and put on a roast, a side of beef, which is rare and very expensive there, and invite down the goat-herding villagers who literally are shown globes. There have been news articles about this and don't even really know about the shape of the planet or how it works. They're cavemen. And they grab these poor people who live in the mountains and as young as 12 years of age, and they're paid $25,000 apiece. The special forces pick them up, put them on C-130s, gag them for the day-and-a-half flight in sensory deprivation. That's what the goggles and the earplugs and all of it are about. It makes anybody go crazy. And they fly them out, and then they put them in supermax prison-style solitary confinement. No phone calls are allowed. No letters are allowed. They're tortured. And the media isn't allowed in. They're only allowed into the outer area of the camp where the troops stay, and they're allowed to see the food preparation area to go, look, we feed them. And they say, these are terrorists. These are Al-Qaeda. They carried out 9/11. Under torture, with no courts, no process of law. And they say, well, they don't deserve it. Well, the people deserve to know who they've got there. And what they've got is innocent patsies. Now, they've got a few, quote, high level Al-Qaeda people, and then they've had one of them, remember, he confessed to bombing buildings that didn't exist for 2 years after the time he was incarcerated. They confessed to literally blowing up the Hindenburg, sinking the Titanic, killing Lincoln. I mean, it's that ridiculous. And then now they come out this week and say, oh, they've all pled guilty. Seven of them have pled guilty to carrying out 9/11. Then it comes out they didn't really plead guilty to that. They were told, we won't execute you if you'll plead guilty. And then they said, okay, we might. And they said, oh, they plead guilty. And remember the so-called dirty bomber? It turned out was literally an 80 IQ, low-grade moron who'd been in prison, who they just picked up and set up as a, you know, somebody shooting his mouth off. And then it turned out that even the Associated Press and others had to admit it was all staged and wasn't a real trial. I mean, so they give you kangaroo trials to create the illusion that there are really these supposed terrorists that aren't existing. Well, let's say they are the worst terrorists in the world, and with a walkie-talkie from caves, they were able to make NORAD stand down and mass the U.S. troops to invade Afghanistan the weeks before, and they were able to have CIA drills with the exact same targets being attacked at the exact same time, and they were able to have Mohammed Atta and the other hijackers trained at U.S. military bases, they were ordered, the guys with walkie-talkies were able to control the State Department and order the visa bureaus in Canada and Saudi Arabia to have U.S. officers who refused, like Springman, to let them back into the country because they were flagged as terrorists, to be ordered to let them in, saying they're really government agents. I mean, let's just say the guys with walkie-talkies were able to do that. And so with their walkie-talkies, they were able to do this, and they're really terrorists. Okay, well, our system is what's important, and the evidence is what's important, so let's see the evidence. Let's see the, no, they're saying we're setting the precedent with the Hollywood set that is Guantanamo Bay. The real camps are in Poland and Czechoslovakia and Ukraine and Georgia and Syria of all places and Egypt and Hungary. And that's the camps where they torture people to death and give them acid baths and all the rest of it. And that's come out. And when it does come out, when somebody blows the whistle on it, one of the guards, you see the Patriot Act invoked, and a blonde-haired, blue-eyed jail guard gets grabbed and disappears into it. Not Al-Qaeda. And that's what this... Oh, you didn't see that report a few years ago? That's what's going on here. This is for the American people. This whole thing has been set up for the American people. But here's the good news. This is so outrageous, and this is so over the top that no amount of TV dramas like 24, glamorizing secret torture and torture of children in front of their parents. They had a show called Spooks in the UK where every episode they tortured kids in front of their parents and the good guys tortured children. No amount of that is going to ever sell the public on it. And the cat's out of the bag that the private offshore banks controlling our government staged the terror attacks and staged the Mumbai attacks and have staged all the other major attacks. And the Germans just got caught staging terror attacks 2 weeks ago, and that was mainstream news in Europe confirmed. So the jig is up, and you know what? We're not intimidated by you, and we're not going to shut up, and we're going to go on air, and we're going to expose you. And a lot of people in government who are compartmentalized now know what's happening, and they don't like it being done in their name. The American people don't like it being done in their name. The British people, the Canadian people, the German people, the French people, the folks of Ireland, the Italians, the Russians, the Japanese, no one is for this. And so we have a true coalition of the willing, the people that believe in liberty and freedom and transparency and rule of law. You're not going to get away with what you're doing. The public is learning about how the world really works. They're learning there's a world government openly being set up in the final stages of completion. They build it in levels. There's multi-levels of world government, global governance in place, and they brag about it. Well, what's the source on that? Hundreds of sources. They're all up on Infowars.com or PresidentBlender.com. The Financial Times of London, and Now for a World Government, by Gideon Raikman. And so we need to have a real debate about this. Do you like NAFTA and GATT? Do you like what it's done to the economy? Well, how about getting that to the power of 10? Do you like open borders? How about getting that expanded radically? Do you like police tasering little old ladies for talking back? Do you like the police claiming it's the law you've got to take inoculations in Maryland and having everybody line up, thousands of them outside with police dogs barking, taking shots, crying, saying, I don't want to take it, when there's no law? Do you realize how deep that tyranny is? Do you like that? Do you think the cops doing that like it? Probably not. Do any of us want to go along with this? Is this good for 99.999999% of us? It's not even good for the elite. But it's the nature of bullies and thugs and criminals that they always push further. This is good for nobody. No one, even the elites, it's not good for them. But they've gone into megalomania. They've gone into lunacy. And they are just going wild. It's what PNAC documents said. It's what Brzezinski said in his last two books. They said, we have the power, and we cannot miss this opportunity for total world tyranny. We've got to do it. And they are doing it. I mean, they came in and cut off liquidity and blamed it all on subprime mortgages, which they now admit had nothing to do with, and they're not giving them relief. They stole $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks and counting. That's over $1 trillion a week. Over $1 trillion a week, openly going offshore. And then they openly tell the Senate and the House in closed-door sessions, we will declare martial law if you don't do this. And then the congressmen, the senators go public. And then it's in the Bloomberg. It's in Bloomberg. It's in the New York Times. Look at this. Bernanke, war powers, undermine Fed bank presidents. And even the Fed bank presidents of the regional banks are saying, offshore interest fully control the New York branch and the D.C. branches of the banks, and they are fully imploding the United States and moving all the capital offshore in secret with no consultation. Listen to this. The board has usurped authority, said William Poole, former president of the St. Louis Fed and now a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. We're trying to get him on. In Washington, this dramatic change in policy direction has not been announced or even acknowledged. And then it goes into all of it right there. The Financial Times comes out and says similar things. The London Telegraph comes out yesterday with Evans Ambrose Pritchard and says, yes, there's riots all over Europe because this is the New World Order. This is globalization, and it's undemocratic, and there's going to be more. What did the report 18 months ago, the British Ministry of Defense report, say? It said the army's going to have to fight the people. The army works for offshore banks, that the middle class is being destroyed, and they're going to rebel. And then what does the army say? What does Gates say? What does he come out and say? He says, we're abolishing the National Guard. It's going under the Homeland Security and NORTHCOM. The governors serve at the pleasure, so they're titular now. They're openly ceremonial, and we're going to use them 20,000 for starters against the American people for insurrection. Now what is it that's going to get these giant, and I don't even mean physically fat. I mean their souls, these decadent giant walrus-like creatures that are so decadent and petty and self-serving and lethargic psychologically, mentally, politically. I mean, what is it that the social engineers know that these self-propelled spiritual stomachs, these greedy, selfish people, what is it they know that it's even going to get them moving? It's hell. And only admitting how bad things are and making preparation for it and warning people and screaming bloody murder. People say, oh, you ought to relax. You ought to put out your information in a calm way. You should, calm. We need to be upset. I'll assure you, we can't walk around with limp wrists with our hands down at our sides, taking small steps, going, when your house is on fire. You got to get out of the house. You got to call the fire department. If a dam breaks 10 miles up in the mountains, and it's going to send 30, 40 feet of fast-moving water over the small hamlet below. If you're a watchman up there and you see the dam break, you don't go, oh, I think I'll mosey over here and take my time to the telephone to warn the fire department and police department in the valley below. And then you call and you say, listen, the dam just broke. You know, this is the watchtower up here. And they go, oh, right, there's a dam, a conspiracy theory. And you go, of course you know there's a dam up here. Of course you know we're up here. It's broken. Water's coming. You've got about 5 minutes to evacuate the town to get to high ground. And they go, oh, dams. Dams don't exist. Water doesn't exist. I mean, that's what it's like. And so you bet, I'm up here screaming and yelling, saying, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. I mean, is it Mayday to have a foreign Federal Reserve openly threatening Congress with martial law and then telling Fed, bank, regional governors Even they're even complaining. And they tell them, you're not allowed to know what we're doing. War Powers Act has been implemented. And then it gets worse. Here's the New York Times today. Fed waives debt sales of its own. More presents challenges very close cousins to existing Treasury bills. Now, what a calm, milquetoast headline. Then you read it, it says it's known as a money machine. So the Fed before would have the Treasury issue currency after 1913, and then we have to pay the bankers for the use of our money like it's a debt, when the money is just the agreed-upon mode of exchange. That isn't enough for them now. They are saying they are going to sell securities and basically get rid of the Treasury. And that's what I said 7 weeks ago. Go listen to those shows. That's what the bill said. That's what the bill stated. And they're now doing it.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
They are going to slowly bankrupt the economy until most of you are living in government work camps. That's openly being announced. They want to break your back like they broke the Russians' back when the very same banking family sent the Bolsheviks in. That's on record. They want to hurt you and hurt you bad. You don't believe me? Just watch. Now, you can keep sucking your thumbs and keep denying what I'm saying, or you can decide to fight these people. I've been on a mission for 15 years, and I've been on air for 13. When I see a powerful enemy declaring they're going to destroy my future and my family's future, I fight them. Not because I'm a hero, not because I'm anybody special. I'm a man. And I'm aggressive. And I'm not laying down and giving up my heritage for my family. So what do? They wrap themselves in the flag. They stage some terror attacks. They dangle some brown-skinned guys with beards in front of you, manipulating your tribal programming. And they get you to pile on supporting them in your own destruction. Fox News every week tells you there's 5,000, 8,000 white Al-Qaeda, blonde-haired, blue-eyed everywhere, teaching you now. See, they bait and switch you. They use your inherent tribalism. We know it as racism. It's actually natural. I'm not saying it's a good thing. They use it against us. They tell you, yeah, it's the brown people. Let's secretly arrest them. Let's torture them. Let's build camps for them. And the whole time it's for you. Whether you're black, white, old, young. And they go on Fox and CNN and they say, we need to put hundreds of thousands of people in camps. We need to grab them secretly, hold them secretly. Let me tell the cops something. You want to live in a country like that? Because let me tell you, the elites just don't want to grab people and put them in camps for fun. They do that so they can implode societies and turn people into poor slaves so they're more easily managed and so they can consolidate wealth. That's destroying the American dream. So a lot of you aren't going to listen. A lot of you in the system are on power trips. But remember, when your standard of living that's already dropping is in the toilet, and a country that was great, at least on the surface, is a nightmare, remember you were told. Remember that it was all thrown in your face. When you're paying carbon taxes, when your fireplace is banned, when your barbecue pit has a tax on it, when space heaters are banned, they're all announcing it's already happening in Europe. They're banning bottled water in major U.S. cities and in Toronto, Canada. As all of, and again, to set the precedent, we tell you what type of light bulb we have. We tell you what type of toilet you can have. We tell you what type of washing machine and stove and dryer and fireplace you can have, if any. And we're going to tax you. And by the way, Congress doesn't have any authority over it. It's national security. The president's just going to do it. And it's national security that foreign banks run America. It's national security that they're going to issue their own notes, their own bonds. See, they're now just fully taking over. You'll pay your taxes to the foreign banks. You'll buy your securities from the foreign banks. They put all the debt on the Treasury, all the debt on America. They bought the world in our name and then handed us all the debt. It's very simple what they've done. They've said what they were going to do. They've done it in hundreds of third world countries thousands of times. They do it every decade over and over again in every third world country. Doesn't matter how many resources, doesn't matter how wealthy the nation is, the people are slaves living in slums with paramilitary police ruling them. And that is America now. That is what is being set up. That's what's being done. I'm going to come back and get more into what the banks are doing. Again, exactly what we told you they would do, they're now doing. All illusions being removed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
One, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
raging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
To tell their story.
I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Shifted from be all you can be to army of one, and now join the reserves and protect your local community, your homeland. Military all over the streets of America has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. It has everything to do with dominating and controlling the population of this country. A great article by one of our contributors, Carolyn Harris, up on Infowars.com. Gates memo announces final assimilation of National Guard troops on the streets of America. And this is to take your land, your property. Again, the banks use your currency to buy up the world. Then they hand you all the debt. You have to pay it back in taxes. And they are going to squeeze you. And then when they're done, they implode the United States and all the other major currencies and bring in the new world currency, which will still be national currencies. It will just, the price, the value of the currency, the amount, will be issued and controlled by them so they can control recessions, depressions, inflation, deflation. And it's in the New York Times today, Fed weighs debt sales of its own. And they call it more persistent challenges, very close cousins to existing treasury bills. Here's another one. Goldman Sachs buys into carbon offsets, the new carbon taxation system. Oh, you want to be able to use your car? You've got to buy from the private banks. You have to buy a carbon credit. This is so sick, and this is over every form of human activity. And that nexus is in with this Reuters story. Obama says climate change a matter of national security. That way they can bypass the Congress and everything else. Of course, they're bypassing it illegitimately. It's complete tyranny. The tyrant. Story we've got up on Infowars.com, a great analysis by Jessica's Cafe American. Is the, and it just links to all these stories I just mentioned. Is the Fed taking the first steps to selectively default and devaluation? Again, they will issue bonds that are AAA rated, and the Treasury bonds will not be. You understand? They're done with us now. We've funded their New World Order. Now they leave a rear guard of paramilitary troops to loot and steal and consolidate, and we'll just be another third world kingdom. We have been looking for an out-of-the-box move from the Fed, but this was not it. The obvious game-changing move would have been the Treasury and the Fed to make an arrangement in which the Fed is able to purchase Treasury debt directly without subjecting it to an auction in the public market. This is known as a money machine and is prohibited by statute. But as usual, the Fed surprises us with their lack of transparency. They are asking Congress about permission to issue their own debt directly, not tied to treasuries. They're not asking them for permission. They've declared war powers. Bloomberg. This is known in central banking circles as cutting out the middlemen. Not only does the Treasury no longer issue the currency, but they will also no longer have any control over how much debt-backed currency the Fed can now issue directly. If the Fed were able to issue its own debt, which is currently limited to Federal Reserve notes backed by treasuries under the Federal Reserve Act, it would provide Bernanke the ability to present a different class of debt to the investment public and foreign central banks. The public is in trouble, folks. The question is whether it would be backed with the same force as treasuries or subordinated or superior. It'll be superior. There will not be any lack of new treasury debt issuance upon which to base the new Fed balance sheet expansion. Folks, this is just, they're open. You're going to pay your taxes to them. They will be the government. The private banks are becoming the government with no transparency, with their mercenary forces in control of the government, so we can never rightfully remove them.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99. with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That it's planning to issue its own Federal Reserve bonds on the world market. Just completely removing the Treasury, but then you will pay taxes on those bonds, though, you understand? The Treasury will then basically pay them. And so this is just open government by the banks. That's what the New World Order is. That's what they told you in the last month in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles. Hundreds. They said a New World Order, the bankers will save you. They're going to fix everything when they engineered it. And you will pay your carbon taxes, your cap and trade taxes. They're going to control everything. And then I read the banker takeover bill. That's what it was. And it said, we are the government. We are not transparent. No one can investigate us. We are separate from everyone. We rule everything. We have a divine right of kings. And what did Fed Chairman Greenspan say on Larry NewsHour? In fact, pull that up, John, please. It was from about 3 weeks ago. He said, Larry says, well, do you ever confer with presidents? Do you ever get along with presidents? He says, I really don't care. They don't matter. They have no authority over us. No court does. No one does. So he asks one question and gets another answer. We're independent. We do what we want. We steal $8.4 trillion in 7 weeks, and then we send taxmen to take the money out of you. We implode the economy by design. They cut off the money to the economy and then hoard it all to themselves, telling Congress, give us this power, or martial law will be declared, already with the power. And then they tell the Federal Reserve governors, the regional governors, they tell them, you know what, we don't even consult you anymore. London's telling us what to do, and it's all secret. And then what does Bloomberg report, talking to one of the Fed governors? We've been told the War Powers Act has been implemented. Oh, but see, it wasn't about fighting Al-Qaeda, all those new powers. It was about stealing $1.3 trillion a week in the last 7 weeks. It was about stealing $1.3 trillion. And let me tell you, it's got value now. And they're going out and leveraging it in the hedge funds and leveraging it in the stock market and buying up all the depressed companies. See, they come out and badmouth the economy, say we're going to have a depression 9 weeks ago. Everything plunges. They capitalize themselves with $8.5 trillion and then corner the world market and buy everything up that they didn't already have. Very sick. And they're only getting started. And right at the moment you try to go out in the streets and protest or riot, they'll just blow up a federal building and say the people did it. And then the cops will get all upset. There'll be images of, a dead child in a fireman's arm because the feds will bomb something that's got kids in it. They love that. And then the low-level feds and cops will get real mad. And that's it. We're mowing down the protesters. They did it. Yeah. It's all about manipulating you. And they're just getting started. Let me see, in 7 weeks, how many weeks are there in a year? If they steal over $1 trillion every week, how many trillions is that? 30+ trillion? And they're just getting started. I mean, hell, they stole $2 trillion, the Associated Press reported, out of the Pentagon pension funds. That's why they're now announcing, oh, we know we signed contracts with Vietnam, Korean War, World War II vets that we'd always take care of your health care, but now we're going back on that. The money's gone, folks. Your police pension funds, your fire pension funds, your teacher pension funds, it's already gone. You understand that? They went out and bought coal mines and diamond mines and timber and shipping companies. And they paid off governments to cede control of the shipping lanes to them in key regions and to cede control of the roads and the power plants and the infrastructures. It's called privatization, where they pay a pittance of what it's really worth to public works that were built by the people and our money. And they just take it. And then all that money was free. We had to pay for it. Then they double, triple, quadruple the price of that water, that aquifer they grabbed, that highway they grabbed. Or they have the people build new roads, and then they slap a toll road on them. And the money all goes to the far offshore corporations. It is just merciless robbery, like guys running into a bank, pulling out their guns, pistol-whipping the guard, pistol-whipping the bank president because he won't open the vault, grabbing the goods, and just for fun, spraying the people laying on the ground with the machine gun bullets as they leave and laughing. Why do criminals very often do that? Because they like it. It isn't just that they like stealing all that money. It's that they enjoy pistol whipping people. They enjoy shooting people. They enjoy the adrenaline rush. It's hunting. It's their hunting instincts turned against their own species. They like the wild exhilaration of driving away in the stolen truck with all the cash and switching it out in a warehouse and driving off. But see, it's the same mentality on a wide scale, but with think tanks and armies and intelligence and spy satellites and super bioweapons. But that's their mid-level servants that like the killing and the stealing and the excitement. Up top, it's these scores of generations on top of each other, inbred families who have a disdain for the public, and they have enshrined and institutionalized and made a religion out of killing and stealing and hurting. And the New World Order is a wonderland for psychopathic killers and control freaks. It is a place for the priest of power to go on and on debasing humanity, pulling it down, crushing it, debasing the language, reducing it, biologically, chemically, poisoning and dumbing down the public. They revel in children dying of leukemia and all these cancers. They revel in people being poisoned by the food and water and the GMO. They revel. It's about power. It's about the exercise of power. That's what it's all about. And they've been building for decades with the media and the propaganda, and step by step, dumbing you down, slowing your mind, making sure you weren't taught basic systems and how the world operates in history, and turning you against your neighbors, and turning you into an evil, decadent, petty, narcissistic, mindless creature to where you don't even care about yourself, much less others. See, those that only care about themselves, they don't understand. They really don't even care about themselves. If they care about themselves, they care about others. It's all symbiotic, but they don't. And so now they set up their world government where everything you do will be run by the private banks that make up the New World Order through their international private boards over trade, over energy, over technology, over terrorism, over military, over environment. And every facet of your life will be micromanaged by the dumbed-down hulk of humanity, festooned with badges and fancy hats, prodding you like dim-witted ogres, like Dim from Clockwork Orange, ruling over what's left of humanity. Oh, yes, they've got plenty to work with now of mindless, backstabbing, psychopathic scum who themselves will lovingly drink the Diet Coke filled with aspartame and lovingly inject their children with the flu shots themselves while they throttle and attack and squeeze the public. And all over the nation, good sheriffs, the true power in the county, elected by the people, one of the last vestiges of common law, are saying, what's the point of kicking everybody out of their houses? Then the housing value goes down even more and nobody can buy them. And the banks say, we don't care. We just want to consolidate it, bottom out the economy, to consolidate it for ourselves. And the sheriffs are saying, well, you get somebody else then to go throw all these families out of their houses. And so they announce the governors are under Northcom control. The governors are puppets. And any governor that messes with Goldman Sachs or Bank of America, they're all corrupt. They only let corrupt people get into power 99% of the time. And so anytime they want, they're all under FBI surveillance. They've all been taught they can be as corrupt as they want. But they're making examples of them right now in New York, in Illinois, showing them, you do what we say. But again, this is all so untenable. This is all so outrageous that the public puts up even a spoken word fight, just says no, just boycotts, just calls into talk radio, just writes news articles, just goes on blogs and comments. Just puts up a micro FM transmitter and puts out Genesis. Whatever you've got to do, make copies of my films, other films that are out there. I think we're doing the best work. That's why I recommend my own work. We have a lot of others I only recommend. Have viewing parties of videos. Educate people. This thing is so horrifying. The only hurdle we've got to get over is getting the public to be able to admit the horror of what's really happening. Because now they've got to surface. Now they've got to emerge. They're openly announcing world government's going to tax you and run your life, so they have to admit it now. The enemy is very weak right now. That's why they're trying to act like they're in charge with all this bravado, with all this chutzpah, just flaunting it. With them on TV going, we need to put hundreds of thousands of Americans in secret camps. Torture is good. Again, like it's in plain view. If you have a public that has no morals, they're like a blank screen you can project whatever you want onto. And the elite's hoping that you're just a blank screen. That they can just tell you, torture's good, secret arrest is good, trillions taken by foreign banks is good. They're just hoping that you have no mind of your own. You go, okay. And then you take their hand. They go, here, do what I say and everything will be all right. Let me run everything. Let me set up death camps. Oh, all right, let me put my hand in yours. Everything will be okay if I just go along with that. And you see them toddling off with the vampires into the dark. The public are like little children, little arrogant, spoiled children, putting their little hand into the vampire's grasp as it drags them off into the darkness. Ohio sheriff orders deputies not to evict. Sheriff of Southwest Ohio has ordered deputies to ignore eviction orders when people have nowhere else to live. I'm going to get Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones on. Says evictions in winter weather and during economic recession are heartless. We'll be back with more of this.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of thousands of people are losing their jobs every week. It's only accelerating. Tens of millions are going to be homeless. Millions already are. The banks are just cutting the money off. And a little bit of money you will have in the economy will be deflated in value. Right now, we're in such a depressionary implosion that the currency still has some value. But within the next year to 2 years, the hyperinflation will overlay with that, the perfect storm, hyperstag inflation. And what's going to happen? Things are going to break down. Everything's going to be federalized. People are going to live in work camps. Others are going to have neighborhood spies, environmental spies. They're going to want the jobs, want the power. They are going to shut down the Internet 1 and go to Internet 2 that we've covered ad nauseum, where you won't be able to post what you want, have your own website. You'll have subdomains. On Internet 2, you only have MySpace, YouTube, Google, less than 1,000 major marquee sites, and then you're only allowed to have subdomains with them and universities. Filtering systems, it's all coming in, because they can't have free speech while all this is happening. The good news is the cat's out of the bag, the genie's out of the bottle, the horse is out of the gate, as they say, and they're not perfect, they're not omnipresent, and they're not getting away with this. And our sheriffs, while we tried to get, you know, former sheriff reelected, great sheriff, Raymond Frank, who would have stood up against this in Travis County, and there are good sheriffs across the nation who understand they're guardians of the people, and they need to be there to stand up against the feds. And with that type of moral courage, those are the type of places that an effective resistance will be formed. And that's why NORTHCOM abolishes the control of the governors and the counties. And, of course, it's illegitimate. It's fraudulent. That's why the Marines and Army have been training for 20 years that I know of to take over U.S. cities. And it's on video in my Police State series of films. Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones says evictions in winter weather and during an economic recession are heartless, and those cases should be sent back to the courts and resolved some other way. Jones, on Tuesday, ordered deputies to ensure that people have shelter before they are forced out of their homes. He also sent a letter to Governor Ted Strickland asking him to issue a state order to stop forced evictions for at least the winter months. Not if the bankers don't want it. War powers are now in place, and it's not about fighting Al-Qaeda. It's about taking houses, like I told you years ago. They do it in third world countries every month. The sheriff could face court action if a bank or landlord challenges refusal to honor the court-ordered eviction. Then he'll become a hero, folks. Then that's the type of person you run for governor. Go through it, sheriff. Don't back off. Let them sue you. Go through hell. Even if they beat you, do the right thing. It's your morals. It's who you are as a man that comes first. Jones says he will face any consequences of his order. Yeah, that's what I like. That's the spirit. And if more of us would just step forward, if more of us would just say, look, I'm not moving. I'm not going along with what you're saying. I'm not backing down. It's one thing, the yuppies buying houses for investments and flipping them, and they're turning the keys in, they can move into something smaller, move in with family. We're talking about poor families in Chicago, in Dallas, in New York, in Los Angeles. They're going on the streets. There are tent cities with hundreds of thousands living in them in California and Nevada alone, New Mexico, Michigan. There are tent cities popping up everywhere. And it's going to get worse because the paychecks won't pay the bills, even if you can get a job. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And we're going to try to stay standing through all of this. That's why in the last year, I've been trying to capitalize. We never really spent our time trying to capitalize, so I can never hire enough people to do the job we needed to do. So it's a catch-22. I've got to capitalize, and so we're trying to get funds in. So that's why when you buy the books and videos at Infowars.com, you're not just getting a powerful tool to wake up people in your area and to show them the truth. You're also funding this beacon that is exponentially growing on the AM and FM shortwave satellite and the Internet. Millions and millions every week on just what we can gauge are listening to the podcasts and the live streams. It is amazing. You know, a lot of our streams are Windows and are CDN delivered, and so they're not even seen on Shoutcast, about half our streams. We would be number one in every category, not just talk radio. And why do I care about that? Because then we're at the top, and everybody clicks on number one. But I can't get the IT solutions to be able to do that. We're stretched that thin. So we need more capital. You want to make donations? Send us a check. Send us a money order. Send us FRN notes. You want to buy books and videos? You want to buy a PrisonPlanet.tv membership or a bunch of them and give them as gifts? We need your financial support right now. Infowars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com.
We had the Health Ranger on last week, Mike Adams, and they've been testing melamine in the baby formula. The AP reported 90% of it has melamine in it, causes kidney failure, all sorts of problems. Killed a bunch of people, as you know, in China and some here in the U.S. It builds up. And now they go to the testing facilities, and they've been told by the FDA, who gives them a lot of their business, oh, well, we're not allowed to test below one parts per million now. So we're just not going to let you test with us. So that's becoming a big issue. And saw a report out of CNN. One in three toys is toxic, group says. Environmental group says many items for sale have high levels of lead, arsenic, and other chemicals. And no group is out there is worse than toys because they're cheaply made, they're quickly made. Most of them are made in China or other third world nations. Jeff Gerhardt is the research director of HealthyToys.org, a division of the Ecology Center, and they do a lot of testing. And so he joins us today. Jeff, tell us a little bit about your background and the HealthyToy.org, the Ecology Center, and then let's get into what we're dealing with one in three toys is toxic.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for having me on. I can give you a little background. We've been doing product testing for a couple of years now. Looking at, we first started testing vehicle interiors, looking at trim components, seat components, and different components in vehicle interiors. We've also tested children's car seats, some other children's products, and we've been doing toy screening for 2 years now. Last year we tested around 1,300 toys. This year we tested a little over 1,500. For a set of for lead and some other heavy metals and other chemicals of concern. So this is the second year for that project. And from a big picture perspective, you mentioned one in three being tested high with significant levels of chemicals of concern. That actually is an improvement over last year. We do see an improving trend. We're seeing fewer toys with high levels of lead and fewer toys in the high concern category. One in three is entirely too much still, but we have seen that trend, and we track it directly back to informed and active consumers that are really pushing manufacturers and retailers and demanding that they get cleaner products.
Well, I think the answer is not buying the Chinese slave-made, slave-wage-made toys and going back to buying wooden toys, old-fashioned toys, and that's what children play with to begin with. I mean, I bought my children the Chinese junk, and they don't even play with it.
Yeah, it's about 80% of the market. About 80% of the toys we tested were from China. It's probably a little bit higher than that in the market right now. We actually looked at that. We have a 2-year snapshot of data, and while the toys from China are slightly higher, more likely to have elevated levels of lead, it's not a huge difference. We found about 21% of the toys from China we tested had detectable levels of lead compared to 16% from all the other countries together. So we do emphasize that it's somewhat of a wholesale problem. We find products made in coming from just about every country where we've been able to identify some issues. And ultimately, we kind of track it back to the fact that we have a regulatory structure in the U.S. that is ancient. Toys are regulated under a law passed in the 1970s called the Toxic Substance Control Act, passed in 1976. And that law is one of the worst environmental laws on the books. It has not been modernized since then. And the U.S. regulatory structure for chemicals and products is among the worst in the world. So with that type of regulatory approach, we're prone to getting these types of products in the U.S. market.
What type of toys are toxic? What was the most toxic toy you found?
Well, we do highlight one of the big categories where it's a problem is the cheap children's jewelry. A lot of that, some of it's either die cast. Last year in 2007, we found a lot of that jewelry was actually literally die cast lead. It was 90-95% lead with die cast lead components. And those are the types of products where, children can ingest that and can really suffer from acute lead poisoning. This year we found that cheap children's jewelry was five times as likely than other products we tested to have levels of lead over the legal limit. So that's one category of products that given the current regulatory structure, we really caution parents and consumers against purchasing it. And I think you highlighted, natural products, wood products, fabric products. You know, I think those are better choices. We do still occasionally find problems with some of those products, but I think in general, one of our concerns is vinyl products and products that use soft plastics. Those are more prone to having hazardous additives in them than some other products. So
let's shift gears over.
Yeah,
over into cars. I mean, from looking at these studies, it's just literally everything. A large percentage of the time has all these poisons, so we're in a toxic environment.
Well, right, and we try to emphasize, and because we've done so much sampling, that this is an economy-wide problem in terms of the products that are in our homes, our offices, and our vehicles, where we're seeing these chemicals show up in electronics, computers, TVs, home furnishings, couches and upholstered furniture, cars. We're seeing many of the same sets of chemicals show up. So, again, we've done at healthycar.org, which is our car site. We've evaluated over 450 new vehicles from the 2006 through some of the 2009 model year vehicles, and looked at and did a comparative ranking of the vehicles to look at the levels of some of these chemicals in them. So again, it's a nice consumer site where you can actually go look up a vehicle and see how it compares to the other vehicles that are on the market.
You guys are really providing a wonderful service, a life-giving, life-saving service. What are some of the safer brands of cars versus more dangerous brands? Or is it not a brand issue? Is it more, per vehicle?
Well, it's interesting because just like with toys, when you look at vehicles, many of the manufacturers have shown they can produce a vehicle without the chemicals. While there are some brands, we've highlighted Volvos and Toyota and Honda in the past as having better performing vehicles overall. Actually, our 2008 survey testing we did, the manufacturer that was improving the most was General Motors. They still have a ways to go, but the overall, when we looked at the averages in their vehicles, they were definitely in a improving trend. So again, I think it's a little difficult to track it to a specific brand, but we know that all the brands can make vehicles that are cleaner.
And bottom line, it's not regulation that is improving things from the all-time crisis levels of several years ago. It is watchdog groups. It is consumer advocate groups. It is the free market that is doing that. Did you ever hear the CNBC piece where they said that poison in toys was good?
I'm not sure I saw that one, but we think there's no reason for these chemicals in toys, and we think that because of what we know about how toys are made and how cars are made. But we also think that because when you look at the toys and cars that are on the market, two-thirds of the toys we tested were produced without these chemicals in them. And toys from all the different manufacturers, whether you're talking Mattel or whether you're talking a smaller niche brand, the companies know how to do this. It's not an engineering feat. The car companies know how to do
this. Yeah, they just choose to cut corners and save money and then poison themselves. Let me play you this clip because that sounds made up when I say that. But I've seen this across the media, the corporate media, saying, hey, poison is good for the free market. No, it's not. What it does is destroy markets and destroy people's confidence. Here it is.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. If China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
Okay, so what do you think of that?
Well, I said before, I think it's a wholesale problem throughout the economy, and It has to be dealt with in that way. And again, educated, active consumers and citizens are the best defense here. And demanding from manufacturers and retailers that they tell them what's in the product and that they develop and sell healthier products is key to all of this. Fixing the regulatory structure ultimately is going to be needed, but at the grassroots level, there is a significant and growing niche of folks that don't want to buy these products anymore, and ultimately that's going to be the key component to driving change here.
I've told my wife the last few years we're not buying any mainline junk toys because I'm not bringing poison into my house. And we've just, got to do it. And that will certainly, voting with your dollars will make them fix the problem. You know, some people say, don't whine, don't complain, shut up, greatest country in the world. It's just an arrogant mass psychosis that we see by so many people in the society, when the truth is, in every case in history where the public isn't vigilant, isn't involved, isn't informed, really bad things happen. And bad things are happening, and so that's why I commend you. In a separate area that I know the Ecology Center covers, dealing with GMO. I mean, I don't like the federal regulators because they can be bought off, and they'll approve, aspartame when it killed most of the monkeys that it was fed to. They'll approve Prozac when they knew that it gave a massive increase in suicides in the government studies in the early 1980s. They still approved it because of political payoffs. And the same thing goes for melamine. Now the Food and Drug Administration is just saying, melamine's not bad. It's in small levels, it's actually probably good for you. Or mercury's good for you. I have the feds saying mercury's actually good for children's brains. If you don't believe me, I'll play it. But the point here is that the government's so corrupt now. You got a bunch of Governor Blagojevich's up there who just can, do or whatever. I know it's a federal deal, but that's just an example. And so a few years ago, as you know, and the big agribusinesses came in and lobbied the feds to change the law where when something says it's organic, federal approval, federal seal, it's not really organic. So I think instead of the feds even being the solution, they are the problem. Go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you that, citizen and consumer advocacy on this is clearly first and foremost where the cutting edge of changes on this. And you can look at toys with the lead issue, and there's right now the lead level is 600 parts per million. We don't believe there should be any lead in toys, and we're still fighting that fight at the government and legislative level of trying to justify that there should be lead in toys. And we think that's a ridiculous position. But
and as you said, there are many toys that are pure lead.
There's some that are pure lead, but there's others where the lead's used as a pigment or it's used at lower concentrations. And but the point is, I think the common sense position and the position of most parents out there is we don't want lead in the toys. So the fact that our legislation and our policy doesn't reflect that reality is a problem. And ultimately, consumer interest and people demanding safe and healthy products is going to change that.
Well, it's still horrible in China. And as you know, they just had hundreds die and tens of thousands. Was it 50-something thousand just over the melamine? They say it's bad. They arrest the people that did it and execute them. Not in the U.S. They just say, hey, melamine's good. So, how about some? I mean, that is murder to knowingly put melamine in there. And they prove these guys knowingly put it in there to fool the protein testers. Let's execute some people.
Well, I wouldn't call for that. But what I would say, taking it back to toys.
Thousands of dead kids? I mean, we shouldn't execute them?
Yeah. I mean, taking it back to toys is, we test over 1,500 toys. We found 17 products we tested that were manufactured in the U.S. And there's more than that, but that kind of shows you the percentage of products that we are actually making in this country, which is a big issue.
Let me be clear, sir. I'm not saying if somebody has a little bit of lead or arsenic or something and it was, in the manufacturing and an accident or, then some jail time. But if you knowingly, like in China, put melamine in the milk, knowing it's going to kill a bunch of people, these people, I mean, this is out of control. I mean, I really think you should do some hard prison time. Take like Bayer. I'm sure you heard about that case, knowingly shipping out over a million dosages of factor VIII filled with HIV and hepatitis, killing hundreds of thousands, and it came out in court in France that they knew it had it and knew it was going to kill people. Shouldn't they get in trouble?
Well, yeah, and with chemicals and products, looking specifically at some of the products we've tested, I mean, we really think we got to go back to the chemical manufacturers and the fact that some of these chemicals can still legally be put in products. And again, it gets back to, you know, fundamentally, we don't deal with these chemicals. We don't regulate them in a way that assures that they're going to be safe for children. So they're going to end up in products. And until, you know, consumers demanding that's part of it, but going back and actually having, demanding that chemical manufacturers show that the chemical they produce is going to be safe for children is ultimately what we got to do. And that's going to require, a revolution really in how we regulate these things, and putting the onus of that back onto the chemical manufacturers to actually show safety. So part of this isn't necessarily we're building a bigger government apparatus to deal with this. Part of it is reasserting who has responsibility here. And
I understand. Look, it's not even against the government apparatus. Our government is so corrupt that Monsanto goes in and gives some campaign contributions, and then they'll get approval for a corn that sterilizes the rats that eat it. I mean, this is sheer lunacy.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm saying the government, look, speaking of the death penalty, I've always been for the death penalty, sir, but now I'm against it because you can't trust the government that's put over a third of the people on death row now proven to be innocent. The government's so corrupt they can't administer it.
Yeah. So I think that's an issue. And ultimately, you know, we think that the manufacturer should be responsible for this stuff. And
yes,
the chemical producer should be responsible for it. And, but also for assuring the safety of the chemicals they produce. And right now, the way a regulatory structure is set up, that just simply isn't the case. So that's why we've been, we've had a bill floated, the Kids Safe Chemical Act, which is we're hoping we'll drop.
All right, stay there. Let's do a final segment, if you can, and talk about that act and talk more about HealthyToys.org. Then you got the HealthyCars.org and the Umbrella Group Ecology Center doing a great job because our whole environment's becoming toxic. We've got to do something about it. This is the real environmental threat, not all the phony ones that are really just taxes in disguise. Stay there. I want to hear more about this, sir, when we get back.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Corruption is inundating our society, and it's happening because the people have been lazy. I know a lot of you got little girls wearing that cheap jewelry. Almost all of it's got lead in it. Why? Because lead's cheaper than pewter. Nickel-plated lead. And it only starts there. So don't be lazy. The safest thing to do is just to not buy any of the plastic, highly manufactured metal slave toys. Because, you know, there's tens of thousands of toys out there. Nobody can test them all. They've tested over 1,500 and found a third of them very toxic. And there's other groups testing other groups of toys, and they're finding the same thing. The food's got it. It's bad. It's bad, folks. And only getting upset and saying no and getting informed is going to stop it in the minutes that we've got left. With the research director of HealthyToys.org, Jeff Gerhardt. Fire folks up. I mean, tell us about this bill. Tell us where all this is going, what we can do. I mean, we have had some victories thanks to some people taking action. It could be a lot better.
Yeah, I would just emphasize that I think this is a nice case study of if you care about stuff and if you're active on it, we can change things. I think, as I mentioned earlier, we are seeing we saw half as many toys in our snapshot sample this year that had levels of lead over 600 parts per million, which is the legal standard. And, you know, that didn't happen because of government regulation, and it didn't happen because of any other reason than the fact that people were showing up at retailers and they were asking questions and they were looking for products that were healthier. So again, I think it's a great case study of that you can make a difference and we can improve things, but we got to be vigilant, and people got to arm themselves with information, and it's not something that's just going to happen without people being fired up about it. So you can go to our website. We have a kind of a snapshot of some of the products there. You can take a look and use that to give you some guidance. But ultimately, you know, almost in any, wherever you are in the U.S., in many states, there's folks actively working on these issues. Many states, you know, from California to Maine, I'm in Michigan, there has been efforts to address this on a state level. Ultimately, if we think we need a federal solution to try to rein this all in.
Sure, well, going back, though, the government says 600 parts per million. That is off the charts.
Well, again, it's another case where we don't agree with that, and the fact that we have the government standing by and saying any amount of lead in a toy is okay is kind of problem 101. And to get beyond that, again, our question is, well, why are we still manufacturing lead-based pigments that are ending up in toys? And no one's really been able to answer that question. You know, the answer is because it's still legal, and we don't have a regulatory structure to review these chemicals that have been on the market for decades.
And of course,
grandfathered in by old laws that don't require new review of them. And as a result, they still end up in toys, and they end up in other products in the economy. There was a recent, there's been a lot of focus recently on artificial turf. The same issue. Lead pigments, they go in to make the turf green. And there's a lot of legislative activity and legal activity in California looking at the amount of lead released from artificial turf on some of these athletic fields, as well as some of the fake turf you might buy for your home. These chemicals, until we actually make the chemicals not legal to use in products, they're going to continue to pop up in the product.
Well, absolutely, especially with children, when all the studies show that toxins and poisons have a more adverse effect pound for pound on children than on any other group because they're fast growing and their cells are in that state where they're more easily influenced. So the work you're doing is just fabulous. Jeff Gerhart, thank you so much for joining us from HealthyToys.org, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
All right, thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. Take care. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
American history, a terror. War against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is going to be with us for the next hour and 52 minutes. We're going to open the phones up in the interview as well. I want to go through GMO foods. I want to go through toxins in the food, toxins in the environment. I want to go through the whole eugenics operation and what we face as a society, because we may not right now be able to stop the private foreign bankers from stealing $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks and counting. That was a week ago. Lord knows what it's going to be next time we learn. Probably, well, it's over a trillion every week, so it'll be nine-something trillion. We may not be able to stop that, but we can stop buying Chinese slave toys and other toys that have lead and mercury and arsenic all over them. We can stop giving the babies formula that's 90% of it filled with melamine, deadly, killing them. We can stop giving them inoculations. We can try to eat more organic food. We can learn about it. We can. And then, but we got to do this now because they're getting ready to expand GMO into every major food crop, not just the big eight. They're getting ready to really get it to a point where it'll be 10 times, 20 times harder to turn this around. Right now, we got a good shot. Right now, we're having some major victories on growth hormone, in the milk and the rest of it. We can win this thing. And this is one of the fronts where we can really affect change by you taking personal control, not drinking or eating anything with aspartame. You know, not letting your, you know, quote, get depressed and let them put you on deadly Prozac. It's a fluorine. All the studies show that religion helps better than Prozac or St. John's wort or hiking every day or just getting wild, going out and dancing. They are here to kill, steal, and destroy, ladies and gentlemen. And we have to say no to the New World Order. We have to get involved. And we're going to do that, and we're going to continue with this series of shows exposing what's really happening with the GMO, the toxins, the melamine, the chemicals and the plastics, all of it. We'll do that with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, coming up. But before we do that, I want to give you the number to call in and talk to Mike Adams and myself with any question or comment. This guy's in all-around expert, got all the scientists and doctors on their staff and researchers. He knows what he's talking about, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Before I end this segment, I do want to encourage everybody to remember Christmas is here. And we need to give the gift of information, the gift of an awakening, and the best place to do that is PrisonPlanet.tv. And my gift to you is, we've turned it up from three people to six people, from three computers to six computers, the number of people with your passcode that can get on PrisonPlanet.tv. Because now we got super fast servers and good servers. We did that in the past. It would slow things down, so we couldn't. So you can give it to one or two people. That way you can use two computers, they can, the others can. You know, after that membership sees more than one computer, it's kind of like the same software where you can't vote online over and over again from the same computer. So it's a, you know, it's a good system. The point is, get a $5.95 monthly membership or get a yearly and get over 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Just go check it out. The thousands of pieces of media, I can't tell you about them all. All my films in super high quality, my weekly TV report, the in-studio interviews we do, the live feeds, and so much more. Special events we only do at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or you can get it for even less right now. And it comes out to 10 cents a day or less when you get a yearly membership right now because you get 5.3 months free. So that's what the discount comes up to. You pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free. And the other capillary to that, but it's still important, is that funds us. And in this bad economy, we're trying to capitalize. We're trying to build up enough money to be able to operate through the storm. And we're trying to get a little bit more capital rich so that we've got like a squirrel of some nuts so we can keep going through the winter here. So please support us. We know it's tough, but PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Big Brother, mainstream media,
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, a wonderful health writer and researcher, working with a team of scientists, doctors, chemists, you name it, testing the milk for melamine, being blocked all over the place from being even able to test it. That's the type of corruption we're dealing with. He's going to be with us here for the next hour and 52 minutes. And he's got a whole family of websites he works with. Out of the gates, tell the folks that don't know who you are a little bit about yourself, Mike Adams, and then about the websites. And then let's recap the milk, when you're going to be getting those tests back, or not even milk, the formula, the chemical, the formula the babies are given, something out of a mad scientist laboratory. And then let's just run the gamut of what's really happening in the environment.
Okay, Alex, thanks for having me on the show again today. Am I coming through loud and clear here?
You are coming through loud and clear.
Okay, great, great. Hooking up the good equipment for your show, Alex. So, all right, Natural News is our main website. I'm a consumer health advocate. I used to be diseased. I used to be on pharmaceuticals. I used to eat junk food, all of that. And I made a transformation about 8 years ago now and have stayed in excellent health ever since and started to expose all of the fraud and lies and disinformation put out there about foods and pharmaceuticals. We got a lot to talk about today, and I'll give you an update on the melamine testing situation as well. We've been, I guess, blackballed, Alex. The lab that we found last week when we talked to you, the one lab that said they would test for us, now refuses to do it. We cannot find a lab to test products for melamine, period.
And that's because the FDA said a month ago it is no longer bad for you.
Yeah, now we've got the World Health Organization that has put out its own safe level of consumption guidelines, where they're saying now that it's safe to eat 0.2 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. So, for example, roughly speaking, if you weigh 200 pounds, they're saying it's safe to eat up to 20 milligrams.
But the old study said that the amount of 2 grains of salt would hurt you really bad. Now they're saying, I guess you can eat buckets of it.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. Now they're saying you can just eat it almost in quantities like it's a vitamin supplement, and they're saying you can eat it every single day.
Oh, yummy.
There's complete.
Now, what are they going to do when it's like China and 60,000 are in the hospital and thousands are dying or dead? I mean, I guess just say that death is good too? That this is assisted suicide, or?
They'll ignore it, Alex, just like they ignore all the young teenage girls who die after receiving the HPV vaccine injections. You know, girls are falling over dead within 24 hours after receiving those shots.
But the AMA says that it doesn't cause death, so that's not why they died.
Exactly. They will officially deny it, and that's when you know it's true. That's the way it works.
So the new system of corruption is just to say mercury's good, melamine's good, the toxins in plastic are good, though they could, you know, have safe plastics in overnight for hardly even more cost. It just doesn't matter, Mike, because they're just going to say it's all. I mean, you've heard me play the clip where they say mercury's good for you now.
Oh, yeah. You come up with the best audio clips, by the way. You must have a great research staff to find those. But
and I just find
exactly
them on YouTube
right.
And see them on the local news. But I mean, I've played that a million times because new listeners don't believe me when I say something like that.
I know. People really have a hard time believing that this is true. They think, well, the FDA and the WHO and the AMA, that they're all looking out for consumers. We're here to protect you, they say. But in reality, they're there, in my opinion, to promote the interests of the big chemical companies and the pharmaceutical companies and the food companies. I mean, the USDA was fighting to remove sodium nitrite from processed meat in the 1970s. That's a cancer-causing chemical. It causes pancreatic cancer, boosts the risks of leukemia and colon cancer. It's still in the meat. It's been there since the 1970s, and the person who fought it at the USDA was eventually kicked out of power. And they've worked that way ever since. The food companies and the drug companies run this federal government. They run it, and they determine what's safe and what's not safe.
Get into more detail on not being able to find a company to test melamine.
All right. Well, We can find companies that will test it at levels above one part per million. That's easy. But when we went out and asked to find labs that would test it at levels below one part per million, which is, of course, what the FDA is doing, they're finding levels of 247 parts per billion of melamine in infant formula. That's what came out about 10 days ago. When we tried to get that level tested, the answer was no. And we talked to 10 different labs. One lab told us they would do it. And then when we went to send them the products, they said, no, we won't do it anymore. And so we now, you know what we're doing now, Alex? We're trying to find labs outside the country that will test American foods because the U.S. laboratories won't do it.
Well, actually, the Patriot Act has a bunch of language about not being able to test water or chemical plants because that's national security. And that if you're testing then brings liability on a company, that hurts America. So maybe you're Al-Qaeda, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. For conducting scientific testing to see what poisons are in the food, you know, if they label me a terrorist for doing that, then it's pretty obvious how crazy things have become. I mean, where is the FDA when it comes to trying to protect the people? Where's the mainstream media on this? How come USA Today or Washington Post or New York Times isn't doing this? You know, why does it come to an independent website like mine to do this? And we don't have the clout of those companies. You know, we don't have the staff of those companies. And yet we seem to be the only ones trying to do this, and we're being stonewalled. So the American people are being kept in the dark on purpose.
Mike, it's because you and I and Natural News, all of us are insane. If we were normal, we would produce it. John, pull up the CBS piece about mercury being good. Or I just played a CNBC piece where they said poison in toys, lead in toys is good. I mean, maybe we should just become normal like them and decide that suddenly everything that was known to be deadly poison is now good for us and eat it and die and go in the ground and watch all the kids around us dying of cancer and, you know, drink growth hormone and milk and have 8-foot tall children who die of acromegaly. I mean, what's wrong with this? I mean, we are insane. Mercury is good. The news said so. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
So melamine's killing all these people, but it's good for you, and so is mercury. So this is clearly the new tactic, Mike, is just to say up is down and down is up, black is white is black.
Oh, it's incredible. I'm laughing my head off over here that a system of medicine, or even that the mainstream media could be involved with this idea that mercury, a heavy metal that's strongly correlated with neurological disorders and harm, could be enhancing the health of children. It's just outrageous. It's insane. And you're right, up is down. But one of your comments earlier touched on an issue that I think is worth mentioning, which is that even though the FDA says, okay, a little melamine is safe, a little lead is okay, a little mercury in the vaccine, no problem. They say all of these things are safe independently.
It's not just a problem. It's good. It's good. But
That's right. It's like nutrition now. Like they're saying that psychiatric drugs should now be prescribed for healthy people who have no disease, no
and
disorder.
Statins for children and yes. It should be put in the water supply. It doesn't matter if it's causing all this liver and kidney failure. See exactly.
On top of the fluoride that's already in the water, which, of course, you talk about a lot, on top of the chlorine that's in the water, the point is that there are combinations now, chemical cocktails. And no one's ever done any testing on what happens when a child or even an adult consumes this chemical cocktail. You've got the acrylamides and the bisphenol A in the baby bottles and the perchlorate, the rocket fuel chemical that's now found in most of the milk that's sold in this country. It's even found in human breast milk because the mothers are contaminated because of what they consume. What happens when our babies consume these chemical cocktails? No one can tell you because they don't know, Alex. They don't know, which means that we, the American people, We are guinea pigs in a mass experiment. We're being used for experiments. And we don't know what the results are going to be.
Well, in many cases, we know what lead, we know what mercury, we know what arsenic does. We know it's killing people.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that probably Alzheimer's is going to be a huge problem in the next 20 years.
Well, they say now, you know, young is the new old. You get Alzheimer's now at 25.
Yeah. Yeah, they're diagnosing cardiovascular heart disease in teenagers now. And you're right, they're getting neurological disorders at very young ages, many in their 30s, which it used to be a disease that you would get in your 60s. Well, what's causing this? I think vaccines are very strongly linked to this. And it's this barrage of chemicals that do not belong in the human body. And Alex, they do not belong in the food supply. Why can't we say that a safety standard should be no industrial chemicals in the food, no lead in the toys? None of these chemicals in the food. You know, why can't we?
Well,
say
Mike, let's
that's
just change
sense?
It to the food pyramid. At the top, you got mercury. Under that, you got arsenic. Under that, you got melamine. And then under that, you can have the plastic toxins. And then you can have weed and pesticide derivatives. Under that, weed killers and fluoride. I mean, what's wrong with that?
The four basic food groups: pesticides, herbicides, genetically modified food, and toxic chemicals. There you go. The new pyramid. I like that idea, Alex. Let's print that.
We need to. The new food pyramid. And then at the bottom, a bunch of dead bodies, skeletons rotting. It's wonderful. So you heard it, folks. Mercury. Now, if you eat it, you'll die. I mean, if you had a small capsule of it, it would kill you, but it doesn't matter. It's good. Dying is good. And again, I'm not going to be insane anymore. I agree with the media. Mercury and melamine are good.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Run the gamut. We know this isn't being done by accident. We know it's by design. Now, there are a lot of companies and corporations that just don't care, but they are allowed to by the international directives, as Bertrand Russell and many others said, diet, injections, diet, and injunctions will be used to control and chemically dumb down the public, and we find magically the GMO food in every category just so happens to sterilize mammals. It just so happens to cause all these cancers. We find out in every case, oh, the very plastic they chose of hundreds of different types for unified use all over the world was the one type that leached the chemical that sterilized the estrogen mimicking the endocrine disruptor. It just magically Prozac sterilizes people in the entire family of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Oh, it's just magically every time what they are allowing and what they are engineering and the limits they're setting to where it's literally added is dumbing us down, is sterilizing us, is brain damaging us. So let's go through it all. Melamine, fluoride, GMO, you got the floor.
Okay, well, there are a couple of ways to look at this, Alex. One way is the population control theory, which you alluded to there, and I think with a lot of good insight. I think we got to talk about that in more detail, but let me talk about the other theory first, which is the economic theory. Here in the United States, you know, we've got a government that's going bankrupt. I mean, it's already bad, but it's running out of options to even cover that bankruptcy. Now, I've mentioned this before, and it's an economic fact that it is in the interests of the federal government that people don't live long enough to collect Social Security and to cost them money on Medicare. Now, listeners can draw their own conclusions on whether that's an agenda, whether that's happening intentionally, or whether it's just coincidence. But it's very clear that it's in the interest of the government to make sure that you die before you cost the government money. All right, so think about that. It's actually in their interest that you die early.
See those tens of trillions of dollars in the government pensions and the private pensions as their money.
Yes, absolutely. In other words, as long as you are a tax-paying citizen, then you create a net asset for the government. And as long as you are on pharmaceuticals that haven't yet killed you, then you're creating a revenue stream for the drug companies. So let's say you're in your 30s or 40s or even 50s. You're taking pharmaceuticals. You're paying money to the drug companies. You're paying your taxes. You are a wage slave that's making money for the system. But the minute you stop working, the minute you stop paying taxes and start drawing on that money, you become a liability.
And we know it's on purpose because the governments are saying they want euthanasia, quote, right to die, but where they kill you, and the bioethics boards decide that it's better for society that you die before you suck off the money that you actually had taken in taxes from you.
Yeah, I think we got to be really careful about this whole right to die issue because, as we've seen, well, for example, in the organ transplant industry, we've seen this go from being a right to donate your organs into be something that's in the UK now called presumed consent, where if you die in the UK, and this is on the board right now, it could become law very soon, then you are presumed to give consent to have your organs harvested, even if you never said so. I'm not making this up.
Listen, my dad, when I was 16, going to get my driver's license, said, sign that you're not an organ donor. My dad's an oral surgeon and dentist, and he's worked in a lot of hospitals, you know, wiring jaws and things. And I said, why? And he said, some hospitals kill you. Some hospitals don't render aid because they get hundreds of thousands. When you're in an automobile accident, they let you die, even if you're not brain dead. And then I kind of said, oh, my dad, you know, whatever, Dad. And he hardly ever pushes things on me, you know, when I was growing up. He didn't, you know, give me my political views. And we're about to break. We'll come back long segment, get more into it. I didn't mean to interrupt and tell the story, but it's so important. And then I remember years later sitting at my grandparents' house in Austin watching 60 Minutes with all these hospitals killing people for their organs. And then hospitals nationwide are caught. Even if you say no, you can't have the organs, they'll slice you over and take them, including your corneas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will. Because it makes money for them, Alex. They make a fortune off your organs.
And they're snatching people's babies all day in those hospitals under color of law, getting a slice from the CPS. So why not go ahead and steal some organs? Again, the whole government, the corporations, they're criminals. And the police state is about protecting them so they can carry it out. Mike Adams, a health ranger. He's our guest. Stay with us. Long segment coming up. Tons of info straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I have built a new radio studio that's very TV friendly.
Burns, radio/TV studio. The ring of fire.
I'm doing a test today from 4 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Burns,
we're going to have open phones on my local 1-800 number, the one I give out when I do the show myself.
Ring of fire.
And I'm going to be in studio. We're also building a separate TV studio just to do TV straight up, and that's going well. In the next week or so, I'm so busy building the studio, doing the shows, I keep meaning to videotape, to film some of the new office, some of the studios, and kind of give everybody a tour who is interested in that and to see what we've been working on, thanks to all of your support. And we move pretty darn quick compared to most people that procrastinate forever. Since I announced 6 months ago we were going to do this, finding an office, moving into it, building everything on top of all our other duties. And it's been really exciting, and it's gone really, really well, and we've been good stewards. But don't forget your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. That's what makes a lot of this possible. And so the only place to watch the TV show today, though we're going to develop it and get it on television itself, is PrisonPlanet.tv and the Infowars.com streams. The radio show, 11 to 4, every day in the fourth hour, we go live. We're not doing that today because I'm going live later. But we will continue on the radio to go live in the new studio in the fourth hour, simulcasting. We'll probably start doing 2 hours a day. Some days we already do that. We're going to have some special TV reports we do, though, with in-studio guests and guests over the phone. And even we're going to do some video feeds. The web's gotten good enough to have studios guests in studio that way up on the big TV. So we're really working on doing a lot of new things for folks. I'm going to start trying to do a five-minute special news blitz where I really boil it down to 5 minutes every day. I mean, we're really trying to increase the amount of work we're doing because we know things are so serious and so much is going on and happening. Going back to the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. Mike, I mean, let's go through it, all of it, the fluoride, the mercury, the melamine, what we know it's doing. And we had talked about the agenda of getting rid of the old people, the useless eaters, as Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Hitler and everybody else like to call us. But then there's the stated goal of killing 80% of us, and then the U.N. saying they'll use food as a weapon, and all of these eugenicists in control. So let's continue.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned some of those historical terms there, because I think historical perspective is really useful on this. Now, people aren't going to believe what I'm about to say here, but I'm going to give you a little bit of history of the pharmaceutical industry. We talk about Bayer. You know, Bayer was a German pharmaceutical company, and it was part of the breakup of IG Farben with the war crimes in Nazi Germany, World War II. And, in fact, Bayer was linked to experimentation on Jewish prisoners at Auschwitz. And then, in fact, later, I think it was in 1956, that a gentleman who was, in fact, convicted of war crimes against people, he served 7 years in prison, a man named Fritz Termeer, he became the chairman of Bayer. And earlier, several decades earlier, Bayer was selling, get this, Bayer heroin for kids. It was a cough syrup sold in the United States. Heroin for kids. And I guess if you drink enough heroin, you probably stop coughing.
Yeah, that put all the old opium laudanum producers out of business, and then they also lobbied to then make it illegal later so they could control the narcotics importation, but that's a separate subject. And then, of course, Bayer in 2002 gets convicted in French court worldwide with their own documents on purpose shipping out age-tainted HIV blood, and the documents said that they knowingly did it. The question is why? Because they like to kill people. Go ahead.
Now, fast forward to last week. We had an article, no, in fact, I'm sorry, this was earlier this week, an article that was published in Nature, a medical journal, peer-reviewed medical journal. Seven doctors put together an article. Two of them admitted that they do have financial ties to drug companies, and they are now advocating the use of psychotropic drugs, these psychiatric medicines, the same ones used to treat ADHD, these amphetamines, are now advocating that those should be used by students and police officers and construction workers and anybody who wants these mind-altering chemicals. They should be readily prescribed to everybody now.
They're drug dealers. They're drug, but then meanwhile, they'll SWAT team your house if they think you've made it illegally, but they're going to push it in the schools under New Freedom Initiative, whose own board member 5 years ago leaked the documents that they intend to put half of America's children on amphetamines and psychotropics.
Yeah, the agenda can no longer be hidden now, Alex. It's so blatant. It's so obvious now. They are literally trying to turn America into a nation of drug addicts. And they're pushing every drug they can think of. Statins, you know, a few weeks ago. Now these psychiatric drugs. And, of course, at the same time, they want all the very same chemicals to be outlawed if they're not made by the drug company.
And remember, THX1138 was based on Huxley's book, and Huxley, on record, his brother was a top eugenicist, so was he, stated, no, this is what we plan. Shaved heads, white uniforms, force drugged, hologram TVs brainwashing us, and police suppressing the public with a technocratic elite who are not on drugs ruling the suboids.
Yeah, and here's where it's going, Alex. Eventually, they're going to end up, if we don't turn this around, they're going to end up mandating psychiatric medications for anybody who does not agree with the mainstream. That means you and I, Alex, we're going to end up...
And I keep finishing your sentences because I'm only proving to everybody that this is, we're only going off documents. That's how we both have the same info. You know they've created more than 100 new psychological designations for people that don't like government, who believe there's a new world order, who believe they're losing their freedoms. So they're already doing that.
Oh, yeah. I've got a list right here of symptoms, behavioral symptoms that are now cause for being diagnosed with what are called oppositional behavioral disorders. That's what you're referring to.
Yeah,
right?
I've had newspapers write about me saying I have this. You know, I read the Times of London saying we're setting up world government, we're taking your liberties, and they go, he's insane. He didn't read that in the paper.
Well, here's the official description. If you may have oppositional behavioral disorder if you, quote, you have oppositional and disrespectful toward authority, or if you are argumentative, if you defy rules.
And then you can't own a gun, but sorry, go ahead.
No, but you see where this is going? This is ridiculous. In other words, if you don't conform, if you don't shut up and do what you're told and pay your taxes and eat your melamine-contaminated food and take your drugs, then you're sick and you're diseased.
If you don't like the mercury, you're sick.
It's like if you don't line up and get your vaccines, you must have a mental disorder. And they're gonna mandate the medication of people who do that. So that's just a little bit of background of how insane this whole system has been. Anybody who thinks that, gee, maybe Mother Nature had the best medicine, that maybe the human body can heal itself if given the proper nutrition, that maybe there are cures for cancer that already exist.
They just need melamine. They just need melamine.
Yeah. Take your melamine pills. I've got a cartoon on the website right now. It's about a new infant formula product called Melamine Plus.
Oh, tell me
formula.
About it.
Well, you can see it on Natural News, the right-hand column. A Melamine Plus formula, FDA approved, fortified with extra melamine, made in the USA using chemicals from China. There you go. It's just what infants need.
But look how it's all in our face. They call us human resources. It's called formula. See, they let us know right in our face.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole history of infant formula was, of course, rife with these companies telling
women
not
to. Yeah, let's go over that, all the kids that have died. I mean, just lately, tell folks about it.
Well, okay, just on melamine, or are you talking about chemicals in general?
Well, I mean, every few months I hear about tens of thousands in Africa die when the protein wasn't added to the formula, or hundreds die in China, 50,000 in, you know. Yeah, I mean, just formula alone, it's been quite a, well, I mean, the brain size is smaller, all the studies show, but that's loving to give that gift to your child. Oh, you won't have the fats you need from a mammal. You'll have a shriveled brain. And most of the public have shriveled brains, and that's why they can't even understand us right now.
Yeah, it's actually true. There is a decline in the intelligence quotient of the population, and it's very strongly related to the food supply, the lack of nutrients, the de-emphasis of breastfeeding, which every baby needs to be breastfed, period. It doesn't even matter if you're human.
That's a lie. That's a conspiracy. You're mentally ill. Women have never given milk to babies. That's a conspiracy. Mammals do not nurse their young. It's a lie.
I'm sorry. I looked it up, Alex. I'm pretty sure that
breastfeeding... No, you're mentally ill. Mercury is good. Women do not give milk. They give melamine.
And as crazy as that sounds, that's what these doctors will say. Now, look, there was a survey just published today. This is breaking news. A survey of 32,000 American adults says that 38% of them are now using natural and alternative medicine. This was a government survey.
They're Al-Qaeda.
In response to that, you know what all the doctors are saying now in the mainstream media today? They're saying, beware. Natural medicine is risky and dangerous and unproven, and it's filled with magic potions that don't do what they say they do.
And they use the few bad examples of scammers that are out there. But what happens in natural medicine and in natural remedies and herbs and things, people find out what's good. They find out what works.
Oh, yeah. They can't suppress this truth any longer. Look, the drug companies are beginning to contract. They're laying people off right now. The mergers and acquisitions are going to kick in 2009. Drug sales are down.
That's because the American people are mentally ill. They don't know that melamine is good.
And check this out. There was a drug rep fired, and she claims she was sexually assaulted because she would not promote a drug for off-label drug use. You know how these drug companies, they tell their reps to go out and promote these drugs for uses that they were never approved for? Well, this woman refused to do it. Her name's Carolyn Gleason. She refused to do that. She says she was fired and sexually assaulted because of it.
Oh.
It's a lawsuit right now against Roche. So the pressure's up. They got to push these drugs for things they were never approved for. And some people are standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to do that. And those are far and few in between.
Well, going back to this big magazine, report about how we all need to be put on drugs. Remember the Pentagon came out about 7 years ago. It was called the Marshall Plan. That's their head futurist. It was in Wired Magazine. He said, we're going to put all the troops on drugs and then mind control them. We're testing it in Afghanistan. It was right when that started. And he said, we send them in to go after villages, and then we give them a halcyon amnesiac after. So, you know, it's been a hard day. Here's a hardcore psychotropic drug, and then turn them into drug addicts, just like the government sold heroin to the troops in Vietnam.
Yeah. Long history of government drug pushing and government colluding with Big Pharma to push these drugs. But to get back to your original question, you know, the agenda here is clearly either to drug population beyond all mental capabilities so that they can't make the decisions, they can't assess information, or to control the population and just wipe out a lot of people or at least sterilize them so they can't have babies. You know, and again, listeners can choose what they want to choose. But the ability of people to discern fact from fiction is so distorted now. We even have a video on our website. It's a joke. It's about a new invention called the feed bag, where you go to a fast food restaurant and you wear this feed bag that attaches to your head so you can eat your food without having to lift your arms. And, of course, it's a joke. We have received hundreds of complaints from people who said they thought it was real, and when they found out it was fake, they were angry at us for daring to post that video on a news site. Can you believe that?
Well, yeah, they can't even tell when something's satire.
No, they can't. They absolutely cannot. Now, this is one thing I'm sure you've noticed it, too. When you make a satirical comment, don't you get people emailing in who say, how could you dare say that? How could you say that the Health Ranger is a terrorist? You know, they don't realize you were joking.
Man, it's crazy. I've also found the public, well, it doesn't matter. I'm speechless half the time now, Mike, because, I mean, who could make this up? Who could come up with them going on TV saying mercury's good for your brain and chemicals are good for your kidneys and the GMO companies are trying to block labeling so you don't know what's in the food. It's just, and the guys owning these companies, the stockholders, they're being hurt by it too.
Yeah. Well, it's even crazier than you might think. I've documented the FDA's extortion racket, where the FDA will approach a company that makes natural products, you know, like cherry extracts, something made out of food, and they're trying to sell it as a health supplement. And the FDA will approach them, and they'll give them a document, a consent decree, that they have to sign. And in signing so, they admit to crimes that they never committed, such as selling adulterated drugs. That's what the FDA calls
cherry extracts. Yeah, that's a contract fraud, just like with the IRS. And people get tricked into signing it, and then now they've just signed a contract waiving their rights and admitting to crimes.
Yes.
Tell folks about that.
Well, part of the contract is that you have to pay one of the FDA's contractors $100 an hour to come give surprise inspections to your facility. You have to pay for their hotel, you have to pay for their travel, and $100 an hour for their time. And they can spend unlimited time. This is how the FDA bankrupts small health companies.
But are people being conned by this? I mean, it's just like they get on the news and say, you've got to take vaccines, line up at the courthouse, it's the law. There is no law, but they have cops with barking dogs and black uniforms and people cry and go down and do it. It's the same thing here. They just say, you must sign this, and then that's the agreement.
Well, what they do is they threaten that if they don't sign this consent decree, which is an illegal document, of course, if they don't sign it, the FDA will go invoke the local law enforcement authorities. They'll go invoke the sheriffs or the marshals, and they will come in with firearms and bulletproof vests and SWAT-style raids, and they will raid your company, take your product, confiscate your computers, take all your materials, confiscate your customer list, and throw you in prison. And they will do that. That's the threat. Gunpoint enforcement.
For not incriminating yourself and not and waiving your Fourth and Fifth Amendment.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I wish we could get some of these guests on your show. I've talked to many of them off the record.
Set them up. Tell us who you want us to have on. Tell us. I mean, I see them in the news all the time. I mean, the key here, though, is we're not joking. Cherry extract, folks. Saying, hey, this is good for you. It has a lot of vitamin C and these other things. Can't do it. Selling vitamin C. I mean, Codex Alimentarius says you're not going to sell over-the-counter vitamin C.
Well, that's right. I mean, think about it. You take a cherry off a tree. You know, this is tree. This is God's creation food for human beings.
No,
you take a cherry off a tree, you try to sell it to your neighbor and say, this cherry might be good for you. Suddenly, you're a criminal selling unapproved adulterated drugs. I'm not making this up. You can Google.
No, you wrote the articles, you posted the documents. Tell folks about the website.
Well, it's naturalnews.com, free email newsletter. I send out a daily email update of the breaking news. I keep you informed on natural cures and the dangers of the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry. That's the bottom line. You know, we're reaching now well over 1.5 million readers a month. And it just keeps getting bigger because won't go away.
I've seen reports where the police raid aloe vera farms and say they're drugs now because the DEA can just list something as a drug now. Did you know they're now going after aloe vera?
Oh, yeah. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Aloe vera is evil. Your government will protect you from it. We'll be right back.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th.
But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Another ragtag band. I know this all sounds fantastical. It is fantastic. It is sensational. It is horrifying, is what it is. It is people so selfish, so decadent, taking over every facet of society that they're destroying themselves. They worship money. And hey, you gotta have money, you gotta have, you know, nice things. That makes life more comfortable, secure. But it's not on your hierarchy of needs, it's not what you're reaching for. The truth, honor, helping people, building beautiful things, being a good person. You know, ideas, literature, poetry, film, you know, beauty, wholesomeness, family. And you know, I can't believe how bad GMO food is. I can't believe how toxic the environment is. And then meanwhile, the environmental movement is doing nothing about stopping all of this. In fact, they're fighting us. What they're doing is busy getting a global carbon tax through that will be paid directly to the foreign banks, and that's back in the news today. Mike Adams, I want to take calls coming up the next hour because they'll take us in all different directions, but so much is going on right now. What's some of the most important things that are hot off the presses?
Okay, another big important issue is, you know, the Whole Foods FTC lawsuit. Now, here's why this is important. We say we're a nation of law, but the federal government, of course, doesn't have to follow the law. We've seen that, you know, in so many ways over the last few years. But the FTC has even set up its own special court. By the way, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can, Mike.
Oh, okay. The FTC has set up.
I know it's so unusual for me not to interrupt every 10 seconds, but it will make you comfortable. I'll do my normal. Go ahead.
Just heard a little glitch. But the FTC has set up its own, what it calls an administrative court. Now, it sued Whole Foods and said, you have to come show up in our administrative court, which is stacked with the FTC's own judges, their own decision makers, and Whole Foods has been deemed guilty of a monopoly even before they go to court. The FTC does this to everybody. All of these companies selling cancer remedies that are sued by the FTC, they have to show up in the FTC's kangaroo court.
And then meanwhile, we have the reverse. In St. Louis, Monsanto has their own court that will throw out every suit against them.
Right, right. In other words, there is no more legal system that works on behalf of the people.
Hey, it's
anymore.
The family courts were set up for eugenics 100 years ago in Europe, 90 years ago, about 95 years ago here in the U.S. It's not a real court. It's just a judge and goons and no evidence, and they just steal children.
That's right. It's all stacked against you. They've decided beforehand what the outcome is going to be. Well, Whole Foods has sued the FTC to put this in a real court. in a federal court, which, of course, can also be stacked and manipulated, too. But at least you have a fighting chance.
And by the way, they're a great company, and they've helped break the back and you know, have this tipping point where people are now demanding organics everywhere. And then they're no monopoly. I mean, there's organic grocery stores in every city. There's two or three in Austin up against them. I mean, there's no monopoly on grocery stores. The monopolies.
I know. It's an insane idea. The FTC is very selective about what kind of monopolies it will attack. For example, like you said, the Whole Foods is not a monopoly. You can buy organic foods in any grocery store, practically. But the FTC won't touch the monopoly of pharmaceuticals, which are sold at monopoly prices. It's a protection racket enforced by the FDA. They won't let you buy drugs from Canada or Mexico or other places where they're half the price or even a tenth of the price. They enforce a monopoly. The FTC won't even consider it. They just cover their eyes and imagine it doesn't exist.
Unbelievable. So how is Whole Foods going and all that? How are they doing?
They're up against the FTC, and we don't know if their lawsuit will succeed, but we hope it does, and we hope they set a precedent.
Well, I hope the feds aren't able to shut down Whole Foods, but I guess they'll just say they're Al-Qaeda, and that'll be it.
They're trying to shut them down. They're trying to break them up.
I know. Look at Whole Foods give people clean food. Shut them down. They're evil. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most of Loose Change Final. The long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com. Planet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just a program note, we're now into the fourth hour. Some days I do all 4 hours live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Most days we just go live in the fourth hour. We won't be live today at PrisonPlanet.tv with the video stream, the document cam, the video feeds we do, because I've got my whole crew over there getting ready for the test today in the new studio. We'll take an hour break with the rebroadcast in the first hour. And then will be live from 4 to 5 p.m. only at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the InfoWars.com audio streams. But you'll be able to see the new studio. It's not in its final configuration, but it looks pretty good. And we're also building a separate TV studio in the room next to it. And that's all going very, very well, so I'm very, very excited about that. We're going to have phone-in guests on there, in-studio guests. We're going to set it up, too, where a lot of people have video conferencing. So we'll have a lot of our guests, kind of like when you see me go on MTV Canada or some of the British TV shows, they'll have me, you know, turn on my video cam, and so it's like I'm there in studio. So we're going to do a lot of that. That's all being set up right now by my great crew. I want to commend them and thank them. We're taking your calls coming up the rest of the hour in the next segment with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And he has the Health Ranger website. He has the naturalnews.com site. A lot of scientists, experts, nutritionists on there. And he himself is a great success story. Before he leaves us, I want him to tell you a story of how unhealthy he was until he found out about what he was eating, what was in the mainline food, the fast food, and now the guy is just in super good shape. And it's a real fight. You know, I see it this way. You either totally get into health or you're not into it at all. That's how I am. I can, like, get totally into health for a month, be jogging, exercising, lose, like, 10 pounds, and then suddenly, not that I'm super unhealthy, I slide right back. I mean, I drink one beer. I go eat Mexican food one time. Boom, Mexican food, beer every other night. And I'm not saying you can't ever have Mexican food and beer, but folks, it's just all of it's bad for you. And Mexican food and beer is nothing compared to the GMO, fast food, the prepared food, all of it. So we'll talk about some of the things to avoid with him. But Mike, we've got a few minutes left here in this little short segment. I wanted to ask you, I'm seeing a lot of people awaken. But I also see on the other side people getting deeper into denial. So there seems to be a lot of folks waking up, but a lot of people clinging to the establishment. An example, it can be an over that I've seen, you know, 300, 400, I didn't count them, just hundreds of mainstream articles saying world government's here, private banks are going to run everything, new world order, this is world government. And people go on my message board in the comments and say this isn't a real article when I'm linked to AP, Reuters, Financial Times of London, or video clips of Gordon Brown saying it. Are they government agents posting, or are they just totally in denial? They're wedded to the fact there's no world government, so they can't say we're right.
Well, I think a lot of people are clearly in denial on many issues, not just the economy and the Fed and everything that's happening there, but also world government, also on the issues with the environment and the toxicity of the Western lifestyle. People are in denial all over the place. They're in denial about the dangers of drugs, in denial about what's in their foods. But like you said, more and more people are waking up. We're seeing more people understand that, you know what, to be a healthy, happy human being, you got to have some basic rights, you know, health, freedom rights. You got to have the right to have access to accurate information about health. And some people, though, are confused because there's so much disinformation out there. The disinfo masterminds are really, really good. And, of course, they have their tentacles into the mainstream media, you know, into the video news releases. They can put a story into one of the main press associations very easily, like vitamin E will kill you. You know, I've seen these stories, and I have to laugh every time I see one. But the disinfo is very powerful.
Oh, they're now saying vitamin C is bad. Doesn't matter how many Nobel Prize winners, how many scientists, how many studies.
No, of course, every time they do that, they'll use synthetic chemicals and call them vitamin. But they're not actually studying the vitamins. They're studying synthetic chemicals.
Or they'll feed all the mice GMO food and then say, oh, we found no difference in mice GMO and not. I mean,
I've seen such bad science, terribly structured scientific studies, and journalists who can't interpret science, and it's just rampant.
Well, you can't hide the cancer rates, all the other rates, what the obesity, you can't hide what's happening. We're going to come back and take your phone calls at 800-259-9231.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Hi, this is Steve Shank. The spirit of America is independence. The greatest gift of independence is food. Over one-third of Americans can't afford to buy food and pay their other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This superfood supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. That's safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. Gift certificates are available for shipments that will not arrive by Christmas. Food is the gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, now 11 to 3 p.m. We are here live. Thank you for joining us. John, Robert, Chris, Sue, Larry, others. We are going to go to your phone calls. Before I do that, Mike, just briefly, so much is happening. Any other areas we haven't gotten into that need to be covered?
Yeah, something that deserves to be mentioned here, and just listening to some of your sponsors there who have long-term storable foods, I really want to urge listeners to think very carefully about what could happen next year. You know, we're going to have inflation kick in because of the debasing of the money supply, thanks to the Fed, which means food's going to get more expensive. And if food gets really expensive, if it goes up 40 or 50%, we could see potentially an Obama administration putting in price controls, and that will lead to immediate food shortages. It always happens. Price controls cause food shortages. And folks, if you're not prepared with long-term storable foods, I think you're putting yourself in real danger. You know, it's better to be safe and prepared than to be late and unprepared. So I just want to urge people to think carefully about that issue.
Absolutely. They should go to eFoodsDirect.com. It's all clean, healthy, non-GMO food from right here inside the United States, except for their banana chips. Those obviously are not grown here in the United States. Our sponsor is eFoodsDirect.com. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. John in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Mike Adams.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Thanks for taking my call. Alex, you know, we're talking about the medications and stuff they give out that are either bad for you or don't do anything for you. I myself am a three-time combat vet, and of course they do that in the military. We all know. I was surprised that they did it to the civilians. Even more surprised they do it to people once we get out, like from the VA as well. And I'm wondering, what is it we can do with those money-loving people giving us things we don't need or that hurts us in the Patriot community, Alex?
Specifically, you have to assess things for yourself. I mean, with the government end, it's been admitted that they have used troops in contracts, secret contracts that have come out decades later with Big Pharma to make you, you know, take sometimes hundreds of vaccines if you're in there, you know, more than 10 years, where they're giving them shots and not telling them what it is, or they're making you take anthrax vaccine, they're making you take the smallpox vaccine that admittedly killed a bunch of people until the troops got mad, the public got mad, and they withdrew it. Then you bring up the, quote, Patriot community, and I've said this many times, buyer beware. I mean, you have to research products yourself. You have to find out. Just because the government and the media, you know, do bad things doesn't mean the public. You know, that's what I was saying earlier about supplements, you know, the whole supplement right. place. But, I mean, take a place like Whole Foods. You go to Whole Foods. I'm not trying to worship them. They're not perfect. Some of it's overpriced, in my opinion. But you go there, you know, we've got the big test Whole Foods. It's based here in Austin, so they have their mega store where they test stuff out. And they have really knowledgeable people there. I've done my own research, and they will really recommend what you need and what's been proven in foreign studies and government studies and what was used hundreds of years ago that, you know, has some nutritive or health effects. Generally, I mean, I have to say, even for Central Market here in town, the guys that work there, they'll say, well, look, this is a great product right here. but this one's just as good and a lot cheaper. Most of these stores now, they don't even sell the chemical cocktail vitamins, and perhaps, Mike, we should explain that to people, that the stuff you buy, like Centrum or whatever, the stuff you see at the drugstore, those are chemicals that mimic the vitamins and break down into all these horrible things. They stress the liver. They stress the whole body. I mean, that's been proven. They tell a lot of folks that are about to have their liver rejected, don't take vitamins for a while, you know, the chemical vitamins. And so it's really up to you to research. But if somebody's saying, we're selling clay and it'll heal everything, or, well, we've got this product and you wash your eyes with it and it washes your cataracts out, some guy looked like Colonel Sanders pushing that years ago, who I attacked. People didn't like it. I didn't care. Or you'll hear him going, I got this machine that magically heals you of cancer, guaranteed. And it's only $5,000. Or we got a magnet machine. We just need 100 of you to invest, and then we'll ship it right out to you. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's usually pretty obvious.
Right. Well, you know what kind of gets me frustrated is sometimes it seems that everything's so focused on the product that we forget about the message. And, you know, I mean, I'm not sure you can understand where I'm coming from.
You're talking about us? Well, hey, listen, if you got a bunch of money and you want to endow us, in fact, I'll say this right now. If somebody gives me $2 million, I will operate for a couple years without selling anything. I don't know how I'll get the DVDs out, because that would burn through that. I mean, it costs me over $1 million a year to operate and just have 15 employees and pay for things and pay for bandwidth, okay, and shortwave and stuff, okay? So, and that's why I have to hustle, but I do sell products I believe in to be able to get that done. So
hold on.
It's kind of like living in the real world, and I appreciate your call. You know, it's kind of like living in the real world. If you're listening on the internet right now for free, I pay for that. Okay? I mean, I have over 100,000 podcasters a day. That's about $5,000 now a month for me. And you know what? There may come a day where I can't get the money together to send it out, and the podcast is just going to end. And then it isn't about me. I'm here doing a radio show. I'm here saying, buy my videos, but you can make copies of it. And this is what happens all day long in the message boards and the comments. What are you going to do about the bankers stealing $8.5 trillion? This is the show that told you they were going to do it. Okay? And who do I bring on? I bring on the Health Ranger, and I plug their site and tell you support them, because they need support to grow. We need to get big and strong. I bring on all Betty Martini. I bring on rifle training groups and say, go sign up with them. I send people business. I don't say, hey, Appleseed, give me some money to come on. I have them on. This is a platform to try to capitalize and energize our movement. And somehow the media and the government did a mind game trick to tell us we can't sell a book, we can't sell a video. Well, because you brought that up, I'm going to do it right now. I want you to go to Infowars.com, and I want you to click on the shop button, and I want you to go buy All Jacked Up, a DVD that Mike Adams worked on with a bunch of doctors and other people about getting your young people in a hip way to care about not being depressed, not being on Prozac, and how exercise and healthy living can make them happy and empowered. Very important film, and you better believe we're selling it, because it cost them a lot of money to make it. And so, absolutely, we live on planet Earth, not in the Wizard of Oz land, where we got silver slippers we click together. And I want everybody to get in there and buy the film for $24.95. Mike Adams, tell us about All Jacked Up.
Well, I just want to say I second everything you just said, Alex. You know, none of this happens for free. And personally, I have never been paid a dime by Natural News. I've been doing this for volunteer for 5 years.
Well, I think you shouldn't try to make money so you can expand. We need to make money. The government takes our money
and
enslaves us. In fact, I'm going to stop right there. Send me donations, listeners. I'm not going to let people cow me into not fighting the New World Order. There is nothing wrong with expanding what we're doing. Go ahead.
I agree with you. You know, we got to pay bandwidth. We got to pay staff. This doesn't just happen spontaneously. You don't just wake up and turn on a switch and just start talking. You know, you have to plan. You have to research. You have to have an infrastructure. That takes money.
No. You shouldn't have the money you need to pay for labs to test the milk,
right,
so you can warn people and get national coverage to melamine. How dare you?
That right there would have cost $3,000 if we could find a lab that would do it.
Well, you shouldn't do it. We should just drink melamine. How dare you?
Exactly. Well, anyway, All Jacked Up, a great film. I'm glad you recommended it. Yeah, I'm in it, but I didn't produce it. It was produced by Fairy Films, which has done a fantastic job shedding light on the toxicity of foods and sodas and all this junk that teenagers are getting into, and it's ruining their lives. And the film shows a path out of that. Shows kids in a hip way how to get out of that system and get onto a track of health. And it's a very good film. Highly recommended.
Absolutely. You know, going back though, in the alternative health and nutrients and vitamins, the government is now issuing licenses to Big Pharma to put out vitamin C, to put out pharmaceutical fish oil. But a bottle of the vitamin C that would cost $3 costs, guess what, over $100. A bottle of the Big Pharma-made fish oil, which they're admitting has all these health effects, and they've gone and gotten it approved, costs $200. Now, I'm not selling fish oil here, but I'm telling folks they should buy it. But here's the difference. Here's the difference. We're not the government coming and trying to make you take vaccines. We're not the government trying to make kids get on Prozac and Ritalin and making troops take it. Do you see the difference? We're saying you are need to become informed yourself. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, just going to comment on, you talked about junk vitamins versus quality vitamins. You're absolutely right. And there are frauds in every industry. And a lot of consumers don't know this, but many of the junk chemical vitamins sold on the market today are actually made by pharmaceutical companies. So you see, they dismiss the vitamins, but then they buy a vitamin company, they cheapen the formula, they put in the chemicals, and they sell vitamins even though they say they don't work because they want that money, and they're going to sell the cheapest, most contaminated product they can find.
And the reason they do that is because of the petrochemical economy. They've all made deals to be able to get rid of their toxic waste from oil.
Oh, yeah. And some of it is all petrochemical derived. And here's what people can look for. You want to tell the difference between a junk multivitamin and a quality? Look for the vitamin B12. Find out what that ingredient is. If it is cyanocobalamin, starts with the prefix of cyanide, cyanocobalamin, then you should avoid it. It's cheap. In my opinion, it's not healthy. It may even be bad for you. Look for something else. Vitamin B12 should
look
be.
Look for vitamins that say on the front, from natural plant sources.
Exactly. And get high-grade supplements. They will work. They work wonders for you.
They will be absorbed. The others go right through you. And you better be glad they're going right through you. Because when you do metabolize them, you get green eyes, yellow around them. It just starts killing your liver.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary.
anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 11, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $828.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $852.82, $426.41 for the half ounce, and $213.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $852.82, $426.41, and $213.21.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
I want to get through more of these calls, my heavens, but then let's get back into good vitamins versus the chemical knockoffs. That's an important point you brought up. Robert in California, and then Chris, Sue, Larry, and others. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, is Mike still there?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener. I wanted to start off by saying you brought up the fluoride issue a couple years ago, and I was blown away. And I have a health class in college, and at the end of the class, we could give a report on something. So I picked fluoride, and I told everybody, listen, this comes from the aluminum industry, and they had toxic poison they had to get rid of, and they had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to the state to get rid of it. But instead, the state would pay them to put it in your drinking water. And they laughed and said, but my dentist has been giving me fluoride pills for years. It has to be good for me.
Well, that also started during the Manhattan Project. They didn't want, because they knew German intelligence, so much of intelligence is on the ground, that if they saw them hauling out the sodium fluoride from those plants, they would know that they were purifying uranium. And so they started secretly dumping it in the water, and they said, oh, we found no bad effects. So they used that internal Manhattan study to then approve putting it in the water. So it was always, look, when they take crude oil to break it down, the majority of it they end up not being able to use. So they break it into thousands of products, and they had public conferences where they said, we're going to create a petrol economy. And I'm not even against oil. My point is, I'm against all the toxic waste that they then engineer into the society. Mike?
Yeah, well, that's a very good description. And fluoride that's dripped into the water supply is often fluorosilicic acid, which is not naturally occurring fluoride. And the local dentist, the local pro-fluoride people will just blatantly lie about it. I've had debates. I've been in city town hall meetings with these people. They'll just lie about it.
Now the American Dental Association said 2 years ago that children shouldn't have fluoride now. So you have won.
Yeah, the fluoride issue, we are winning it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Just at the beginning, common sense says that if there's a substance that topically treats the teeth, remember, this is a topical treatment, you probably shouldn't swallow it. I mean, you don't swallow sunscreen to be protected against UV radiation on your skin. You put it on your skin. Even if fluoride works, you should just rub it on your teeth and rinse it out. You don't swallow stuff. You don't swallow shampoo to have clean hair. It's ridiculous.
I had two more points on the fluoride, because right after I gave that, I live in North County of San Diego, Escondido, and our city took a vote and put it on the ballot to vote on whether we should have fluoride in our water. We voted it down, and then the state regulatory guys came in and said, well, it's not healthy enough for our state buildings or, you know, that work in your city, so we have to fortify all your water with fluoride, and they just overrode the people and did it anyway. And my dentist I told this to, and she said, well, the mercury and lead amalgam is no worse than a tainted can of tuna.
You know what you should bring to her? You know what you should bring to her? I forget his name. We've interviewed him. He's the top dentist, and he was the head of a government agency in Canada. And back, about 20 years ago, he nationally led the move to fluoridate. And then about 5 years ago, he found out. He thought it was calcium fluoride. They'd shown him fake information. He didn't know that it was the type of acid that Mike just mentioned, which they use under the regulations, the regs worldwide, is a catch-all for lead, mercury, arsenic, and over 100 other chemicals. So they don't just put sodium fluoride in, Mike.
Well, you know, common sense should prevail here. If you actually go to the water plants, and I've toured water treatment facilities, and I ask the guys who actually put the fluoride into the water, I say, well, what do you have to wear to handle this? And they have to wear, you know, the chemical suits. They have to have these big, thick gloves and the hoods, and in case some of it splashes on them so they won't be contaminated.
It is one of the most deadly chemicals out there. If you breathe a whiff of pure fluoride, you are dead in minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I took a vial of a liquid to one of a town hall meeting. I labeled it fluoride. I told them I had a vial of fluoride, and I asked a dentist to drink it. And you know what? Not one of them would.
Well, what does the toothpaste say? It says if you swallow a pea size, and you know children like to eat it, call poison control immediately. And folks, before I ever even knew about fluoride, when I was 5, 6 years old, I told the story. Every morning, my daddy was a dentist. I loved to brush my teeth, and I would brush them, and then I would go lay down on the couch and have this headache and feel so bad. And then by the time I was a teenager, I started brushing with non-fluoride, and the pain went away. The pain just went away.
I just got one more quick point on this melamine, if I could.
Yeah.
Last year, they had the pet food recall because of all the melamine in it. So now what? So now we're supposed to accept that they can recall melamine for our pets because they know we love Fido and make billions in pet food profits for China, but it's okay to poison you and your baby. So I just like to ask the elite, you know, what's the acceptable levels of poison they consume daily, you know? And thank you for your great job. Thanks.
Good point, Mike. We'll come back and take more calls in the long segment coming up. Boy, time goes by quick. It's good having you here. How do people support naturalnews.com? Because I want to support you. I have you on to support you. How else can we support you so you can do more, warn more people, be more effective?
And just subscribe to our email newsletter. It's free. Read the articles. And, you know, we have AdSense ads on the website. If you see ads that offer something you're interested in, click the ad. That's how we support our entire operation.
Absolutely, folks. Look, you need to stop tithing to these phony churches and tithe to alternative news and information.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airwaves of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemy. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. We're renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. And then the Renaissance came. The times continue to change. Nothing's the same, but they were always renegades. Like Chief Sitting Bull, Tom Paine, Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. They were renegades of their time and age. So many renegades. We're the renegades of punk. We're the renegades of punk. We're the renegades of punk.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go back to your phone calls. Chris, Sue, Larry, Francesca, Clint, and others as quickly as possible. In just a moment, before we go back to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, remember this show is made possible by our sponsors, and I endorse the sponsors. If you hear me plugging something, I believe in it. I use it. And one of those great sponsors is Akola Blue. Check out their website at ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. The atmospheric water generator for the home pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Then it goes through five filters. It's like a water cooler with no water tank, no water bottle on top. It just grabs it out of the air, then runs it through five filters. You want to get away from fluoride and all that? This is the way to do it. Ecolablue.com or 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. And then a new sponsor, but they're from Solutions in Science that, again, have a whole bunch of products we promote and sell here. But they, for over a year, I've been saying, man, you guys need to do solar. And because I know you always get good deals for folks and have great products. And so they've been searching for the best solar panel generator system all in one for a low price, and they have it. It's mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com. And a lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms, or if you're in a rural area, folks should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do it. The solar power generator is available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand, and if you need more, just get more of these, in the event of any disaster or outage, and you get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source, 1800 power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. MySolarBackup.com, or you can always give them a call, get the brochure, or ask them about it at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Going back to Mike Adams and the calls. Mike, let's talk to Chris in Florida. You're on the air, Chris. Thanks for holding.
Hi, do you read me?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Since you mentioned addictions, and that's what the New World Order is trying to make us form a dependence on them in order to attack our will to live independently, and I wanted to ask what kind of supplements like kudzu root would be good for fighting cravings and addictions. And I read an article that you wrote a couple years ago, Mike, that talked about texturized vegetable protein, which I've noticed is in a lot of these survivalist foods, and I just want to warn folks to beware of that because
that's got the female hormone from the improper processing of the main filler food that is in so many of these, correct?
Well, I've noticed that it's in one of your sponsors' foods, and you know, if you're going to order from them, I would just suggest that you ask that to be substituted if possible. And I wanted to also ask, what do you think about a living multivitamin such as wheatgrass, which is easy to grow in just a week, and other superfoods that you might want to comment on, which are also survival foods, and until they start skimping on the melamine and the metals, what would you say about flushing out these toxins with things like modified citrus pectin, fulvic or humic acid, the essential minerals to flush out the heavy metals?
Well, let me ask you this. What specifically are you talking about? Are you talking about the stuff that, specifically, what food are you talking about?
Well, I know that eFoods Direct has the TVP in it, and I just would, that's just something I wouldn't eat because Mike said that even the animals won't eat it.
Yeah, well, that's the texturized vegetable protein, and that's from what specifically?
That's from soy or soya, but...
Yeah, so I wanted to ask, I mean, some soy is good, isn't it? And I believe it's how soy is processed, but Mike is really the expert on this. Mike?
Let me give you some answers on that. The really well-informed caller, thanks for your question. The TVP, if it's not flavored, it's usually fine. It's the flavored TVP. They tend to flavor it to make it like a chicken or a beef flavored TVP. And normally, many companies, when they do that, they introduce a lot of glutamic acid or various forms of MSG.
Well, eFoods Direct says they do not use MSG, and I've got a bunch of it and haven't seen the MSG. But I'll be honest with you, it's also how the soybean is processed. But everything is in separate boxes from them. So just, I mean, if you're worried about vegetable protein, then just say, I don't want, you know, substitute that with something else. But, I mean, soybeans, from what I've seen, I want to see if Mike concurs, it's good if it's properly processed and if they don't process them with the pits, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you got to remember what this is for. This is for long-term storable, you know, survival food, and textured vegetable protein, when it's non-flavored, stores easily for 10 years in the proper container. And it will keep you alive. It will give you protein. So it's good in that way. I wouldn't want to eat it every day.
And you don't want to give it to little boys. You don't want to give it to little boys every day or girls.
No, it's Not my favorite food to eat every day, but again, we're talking about a preparedness context.
But supposedly, soy improperly processed is really has its worst effects on adolescents, correct? Because it interferes with the hormones.
Yeah, that's right. It has hormone mimickers in it, but again, it all depends on the processing. It all depends on the source. So check out your sources.
Yeah, because all plants have hormone mimickers because they have plant hormones, sterols.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It comes down to just being able to tell the difference between a quality source and a non-quality source. But you mentioned sprouts, and I got to say that is a great way. You can store sprouting seeds for a very long time, and you can get a sprouting machine. I think Green Life Sprouter is the top one that I use.
Yeah.
So with a little bit of electricity, water, and some seeds, you can grow a superfood supplement. It's not going to cover all your food needs, but it's going to be a huge benefit to have something fresh.
Oh, you can have a tiny bag of the what? Wheat seeds, and then I mean, pound for pound. I mean, isn't the wheatgrass the most nutrient-filled plant out there, or is that inaccurate?
It can be. It depends on the minerals you feed it. You need to actually have some mineral salts in your preparedness kit so that you can soak that in some water and put some trace minerals into the seeds. That way, when you eat them, when they grow, they incorporate the trace minerals, and you get those when you eat them. So you want to grow it in mineral-rich water.
Got it. Thank you, Chris. Sue is calling us from Georgia. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I'm calling to see if either of you have any suggestions to help stop smoking and drinking. And also, I have a family member suffering from painful gout, And is there anything you know of to avoid that causes the buildup of the uric acid and any remedies like taking
turmeric pills? Well, the government says that as humans, we don't have any free speech. And so we're not allowed to tell you that we heard orange juice is good for you. Higher levels of vitamin C help with gout, because a lot of times, according to scientists and thousands of reports, gout and a lot of other things are associated with that, also with heavy metal buildup. Because in this free country, I'm not allowed to tell you what I heard was good because we're so free. I will break, the New World Order's rules and say that I personally have heard that there are alternative things to that, and that I am allowed to tell you I heard there's alternative things. I guess they, instead of having their legs cut off or something like that, like the government might do. Mike, what have you heard is good for gout from all the nutritionists?
Cherry concentrates and cherry extracts will eliminate gout in many, many cases. And
That's Al Qaeda talking. Don't listen.
Yep, I know. Cherries are part of our inventory of weapons that we use, right? Cherries, innocent little cherries, but they will eliminate gout, and not in every case, but in most cases. And again, neither Alex nor I are offering you specific medical advice to you.
Is that the vitamin C in there? But I mean, cherries have a lot of other. I mean, like they make heart drugs out of cherry pits. I mean, what is in the cherry?
Well, they contain anthocyanins in the cherry skin. They actually contain hundreds of different medicines. They're called phytochemicals. But the other thing I got to mention here is
Al-Qaeda chemicals?
Al-Qaeda chemicals. Stop drinking sodas. Sodas contain phosphoric acid. It's like battery acid, very powerful acid. That will cause gout. Most people who have gout or who have kidney stones are drinking a lot of phosphoric acid.
That's right. Sodas, and my dad as a dentist has told me this, sodas, it's not the sugar that's attacking the teeth so much and the bacteria that then excrete acid. It's the acid in there literally is one of the few things that can weaken enamel and then your dentin.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. And a lot of times, consumers, you got to remember, you can't just ask for one magic pill that's going to solve all the problems caused by the other junk that you're eating. You got to give up the sodas and then bring in something healthy at the same time. That's how you resolve the issue instead of just masking it. You know, some people just want to mask a symptom.
And now they have lots of healthy sodas that aren't really sodas, that have natural fruit juices, low sugar in them, and, that then have the carbon dioxide to make them fizzy but don't have the acid. Right, Mike?
Yeah, that's true. And I think next year the FDA is probably going to grass approve stevia. So we'll have diet sodas that are sweetened with stevia instead of aspartame. That'll be a good move in the right direction.
And orange peel, aren't there, orange peel has a nutritious sweetener, right?
Yeah, there's a sweetener. I think it's called Just Like Sugar that's made from some citrus extracts. It's really good. But stevia is the big one on the horizon. It's natural. It's safe. I've been using it for 15 years, and the FDA may actually approve it. I mean, they've suppressed it for at least a decade, in my opinion, to boost aspartame sales. But I think that monopoly is ending.
Yeah, their patent ended recently. Okay, anything else, Sue?
Yeah, Father Alex, I think you used to smoke, or if you have any suggestions to help stop smoking or drinking.
Yeah, just you have to do even more exercise. Stay away from people that smoke. I'm somebody who'll quit smoking for a year, start smoking for a month, and I can be at a party. The main thing is don't drink, because then it leads to, have a couple beers. Oh, give me a cigarette. Ah, buy a pack. And then, boom, you're right back on. I mean, the biggest thing is you got to get totally into fitness, totally into health, and I'm not saying I am, but I'm better than I was a few years ago. Or, it really is two extremes. Now, that's in my experience. Mike, this is a good time to talk about it, and I appreciate your call, Sue. How did you go from being an unhealthy blob like myself to being, in super good shape like so many other, quote, health nuts? I mean, isn't it really, I'm guessing, you've got to become a nut, a health nut, or you're going to be a slob? I mean, there isn't a middle ground. I mean, obviously, we can do this in progression, but I found those that really do it and stick with it just become obsessed.
Well, I do want to emphasize that you can do it step by step. That's how I did it. And for people who are eating unhealthy foods or fried foods or whatever, junk foods, you can actually protect your health in a big way by drinking one glass of a superfood every day, even without changing your diet. I mean, you can protect yourself with a superfood product like Living Fuel or Boku Superfood or any of those superfood powders that have the greens in them.
Because so much of it is you're not getting the real minerals from the crud food, but the real minerals and trace elements, they allow your body to then fight off the toxins. Well, I mean, sure, I quit eating fast food. Haven't had it in probably 4 or 5 years, except I think once when I was on a road trip and my children were begging and hungry and I hadn't brought enough food. But and then they felt bad after it, and boy, I shouldn't have. But the point is, quit the fast food. Start drinking filtered water. Start exercising. Just do that.
And if you're eating junk food or fast food, you could actually defend yourself. For example, if you're eating seafood and you know there's mercury in it, if you take cilantro or chlorella at the same time, the chlorella or cilantro will bind with the heavy metals and prevent your body from absorbing them. So anytime before you eat seafood, eat some cilantro, fresh cilantro, or take some chlorella. You're going to protect yourself.
But I was about to say, the Japanese live longer than anybody, even some of the folks in one little area of Italy that live, you know, routinely to 110, and their average age is something like 85. When there's mercury in seafood, it's most of it's bound up with the food and goes through anyways. What's really bad is the environmental mercury that is unnaturally out there because it's not bound.
Like the mercury fillings, exactly. And if any of you out there, if you get your mercury fillings taken out, and I had that done several years ago, be sure to work with a dentist who knows what they're doing. Because when they're drilling on those fillings, they're creating mercury vapor that you will inhale. You have to be on an oxygen mask when get those removed. Otherwise, you're going to poison yourself.
And going further, I didn't finish the story, I never do. My point is the Japanese eat more mercury in fish than anybody, and they're living longer than anybody. So, you know, now, I mean, sure, the bigger fish, you might want to stay away from those. The bluefin tuna, stuff like that, because they're top of the food chain.
Yeah, the Japanese have so much seaweed in their diet, and the seaweed contains so many anti-cancer nutrients. It's just phenomenal. And it also binds with heavy metals. And so when you combine those two, you can actually eat in a safer way, even though you might be exposed to some dietary contaminants. I'm not recommending that you eat.
Well, I mean, they've done the studies with the French, not just, you know, red wine, but the mushrooms, the things they eat, smoking two packs of cigarettes, drinking hard, and they live on average 7 years longer than Americans.
Yep, it's the red wine, the resveratrol in the wine. It's amazing. Drug companies are trying to turn that into a drug. And they probably will very soon. And they'll sell it to you at $100 a bottle when you can buy the supplement, you know, for $12 a bottle.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a big excuse. I'm going to go get some red wine. It's good for me. let's go ahead and talk to Larry in New York and then Francesca and Clint. Go ahead, Larry.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I first want to thank you for setting off the proverbial alarm clock. I think it's great what you're doing. But can I ask you just a question blindly, and I'll explain the reason why I'm asking.
Sure.
If you had the choice to live in Philadelphia, Orlando, New York, or Santo Domingo, where would you live?
Santo Domingo where?
In Dominican Republic.
That's what I thought. I think there's two or three of those. Dominican Republic. Man, you know, you can never know, and there's so many. Where are you currently living?
New York City.
And was that in the list of where you should live?
No, well, I'm living in New York, and me and my wife, you know, between both of our families, we have properties in Santo Domingo, Philadelphia, and Orlando. My concern is with everything that's going on with the economy, I would think that I'm best suited to stay in New York only because of the fact that I could probably find more work. I mean, I'm currently working, but, you know, it seems like New York is such a target for everything that
we're
kind of like.
Well, if stuff goes to hell in a handbasket, New York would be one of the worst places to be. It's one of the main terror targets for a false flag. Or, and, you know, Dominican Republic is constantly having problems. It's right next door to Haiti. All that piracy, the third world's going to collapse as well. I would say Orlando's pretty darn bad as well, but I'd probably say of all those choices, Florida. What do you say, Mike?
Yeah, I think Florida allows you to grow some of your own food, and that might be really important. So think about climate.
Absolutely. We'll come back, take more calls. Got to jump.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Final segment. Let's cram in Francesca and Clint. Francesca in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike and Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call. I woke up about, I would say, around January, you know, when last January, when things started really tightening up around the natural health industry. I'm a retailer out in central Canada. And, I mean, we always grew up, you know, with, eating food straight from scratch. My parents are from the deep south, in Italy, and my father's from Naples.
They need to go to a FEMA camp. That's evil.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what? They saw World War II. They saw exactly what happened. They were thrown into schools, and they were taught all about how they were the superior race. And, you know, Mussolini worked very closely with Hitler at the time, so they were very aware of the manipulation that humans can, employ on other human beings. And three of my sisters are scientists, so here I am owning a natural health food store. And, caring for my customers, they have my trust, I have their trust. And we work together on, you know, certain health issues that they're having. Then when the big crunch on the natural health industry came along and really strong in the spring of this year, already being aware and watching Endgame and reading Mike's website, it started really, really a catalyst. It was a catalyst in my life. And I started working with customers, letting, them know one by one as they came through the cash.
And so what happened? We're almost out of time, so you're warning people.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things that needs to be regulated is basically the counterindications between natural health products and drugs. That is it. You do not regulate natural health products. You have to educate. Government has to educate their citizens on the counterindications. If they're taking a drug, what natural health product you know, should they avoid at that time, and so on.
And that's up to them, because they're the ones pushing the drugs on them. I mean, all you're doing is selling basically a food product or a mineral, something from the earth. And, you know, so that's the bottom line there. We're almost out of time. Mike, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, the doctors, the conventional medical industry always says that these herbs are interfering with the drugs. Well, I think they've got it backwards. The drugs are interfering with normal human metabolism. The drugs are interfering with basic human physiology. Well, the drugs are the problem.
Well, the feds admit 300,000 people in the U.S. die a year alone from bad drug interactions with their drugs, and they don't even care. And then there've been maybe a few deaths from ephedrine or something. You know, people getting you know, something over the counter to get speed up. I mean, they can go buy something at the store to do that. They can go huff paint. You don't use this as an excuse to shut down people's access. Let's cram in real fast, Clint in Texas, real fast with our guest.
Yes, I was wanting to know what Mike may have come across in his years about dealing with multiple sclerosis, and I'll listen offline.
A lot of that's tied to heavy metals and things in utero and then after as well. A lot of it can be slowed, but a lot of the damage is irrevocable to the brain. Mike?
Yeah, MS, very heavy neurological damage. A lot of it is caused by prenatal contamination or prenatal nutrition issues. That is one condition that is not curable once it's progressed to a certain degree, but you can prevent it. And it comes down to, I think, stopping this chemical contamination of expectant mothers. Mothers, these pregnant women shouldn't be on vaccines. They shouldn't be on psychiatric drugs. They should be on wholesome, natural foods and great nutrition. That's how you make healthy babies.
I mean, they don't want to eat melamine and mercury? That's good for you.
Yeah, go figure.
Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthranger.com, naturalnews.com. Great to have you up with us. Thanks for spending this much time with us, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure. Take care.
We'll talk to you again soon. Don't be a stranger. Line up some of those folks that they're coming after, the health food people, okay?
All right. We'll be in touch.
All right. Recommend to the producers, Trey and Aaron, who you think needs to come on. All right. Retransmission starts now at one place, Infowars.com, with all the key info and guests we had on today at Infowars.com. I'll be back live on the streams and at PrisonPlanet.tv in 1 hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history. A